It seems for me that
mulle tundub,
when people are hungry,
et kui inimesed on näljased
and thirsty,
ja janused,
the Lord speaks very fast to me.
Siis räägib isand minuga väga kiiresti.
Every time when the people are not hungry and thirsty,
iga kord kui nälga ja janu ei ole,
I feel that the revelation of God is like coming slowly.
Siis tuleb Jumal ilmutus aeglaselt esile.
Because God sees the hearts of the people.
Siis Jumal näeb inimeste südameid.
That are today here.
Ja täna siin.
It's the reason that he is accelerating the revelation.
On see ilmutus kiirendatud.
To deliver the word that he has for you.
Seda sõna, mis teil on, temal on teie jaoks.
I prepared a word.
Ma valmisin sõna ette.
But I got today on the way here.
Aga teel siia.
As I entered into Adari's car.
Kui ma autosesse istusin.
Suddenly the Lord started to speak.
Hakkas isand rääkima.
And I feel that a shift happened.
Ja toimus üks vahetus.
Here.
Siin.
It's different than before.
Ja kõik on erinev sellest, mis oli ennem.
This is what I can recognize.
See on see, mida ma ära tunnen.
Last time as we were here, there was an earthquake in the spirit.
Siin olime, siis oli vaimus maa värin. Mäletate?
And I believe it was a sign of a breakthrough and then break open. And
ja ma mäletan, et või ma arvan, et see oli ühe läbimurde ja ühe avamise nagu värin või see maa värin.
That a new well is open.
Et uus kaev sai avatud.
And right now this is the time where we end or where we start to dig deeper.
Ja nüüd me hakkame seal siis sügavamalt kaevama.
And get the secret waters out that God has for us.
Et need salajased veed sealt kätte seda, mis Jumalal meie jaoks varuks on.
And I have different, how I can say that, different encouragings and exhortations.
Ja mul on erinevaid julgustusi ja õhutusi.
First of all, I saw the change here with the children.
Ma nägin muutust lastega.
In the worship, and I heard about that.
Ja
what's happening
ja
here?
Ma olen kuulnud ka, mis siin toimumas on.
And the Lord reminded me on the scripture with the King Joash.
Ja siis Jumal tuletas mulle meelde ühe kirja koha, ühe kuningas Joashi kohta.
And King Joash was 7 years old.
Ta oli ainult 7-aastane, kui ta oli kuningas.
And it says that he was under the guidance or the rabbi of Jojada, the priest.
Ja preester oli siis see, kes juhendas teda, üks rabbi.
And it is written in 2 Kings.
Teise kuningate raamatus on see kirjas.
12.
12.
This is here for the children ministry.
Ja see on laste teenistuse jaoks.
So it means that there is a powerful mercy and grace of God on the children.
See tähendab, et suur Jumala vägi ja arm on laste peal.
And it says here, in the 7th year of Jehoash became king and he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem.
Ja Jehu 7. Aastal sai Joas kuningaks ja ta valitses Jerusalemmas 40 aastat.
Jehoash did what was right in the sight of the Lord all the days in which Jehoiada the priest instructed him.
Joas tegi kogu oma eluaja, mis õige oli isanda silmis, sest preester Jehoiada oli teda õpetanud.
Is your translation speaking about 7 years old?
That ja esimene salm oli Joas oli kuningaks saades 7 aastat
vana. It's interesting, it was a child under the banner of Jehu who was in the 7th year.
Ja see oli üks, see oli 7-aastane Jehu 7. Aastal.
And 7 speaks about completion.
7 on arv, mis tähendab täiust.
And it says here how important it is to have a real spiritual father.
Ja see näitab, ta räägib siin sellest, kui tähtis on omada vaimset isa.
And Joash, he did the things that were right in the eyes of God.
Joas tegi asju, mis olid Jumala silmis õiged.
I mean, he was 7 years old.
Ta oli 7-aastane.
And he reigned 40 years.
Ja valitses 40 aastat.
So you can see how much endurance and patience was in the priest.
Sa võid siis ette kujutada, kuivõrd kannatlik oli see preester ja kuidas ta suutis see kõik taluda.
God called us to be kings and priests.
Jumal on kutsunud meid kuningateks ja preestriteks.
So it speaks about the intimate relationship, but also the authority in the world.
Et see räägib sellest intiimsest suhtest, aga ka meelevallast siin maailmas.
And there were different situations in the life of Joash.
Joashi elus olid erinevad situatsioonid.
And I can see that we are in this kind of transition.
Ja me oleme samasuguses ülemineku perioodis.
And I want to help you to administrate the things that are coming.
Ja ma tahan aidata teid, et te saaksite hakkama need asjadega, mis on tulemas.
First of all,
esiteks,
right now in the church, not only here in this nation, it's all around the world.
Mitte ainult siin koguduses Eestimaal, vaid üle kogu maailma koguduses.
There are different evil high places created by man in the church.
On kogudustes inimeste poolt loodud kõrged positsioonid.
They are worshipped by the people.
Inimesed kummardavad neid.
They are centered on one. You know, they make idols of people or of worship.
Nad teevad inimesed oma ülistuse iidoliteks.
You know, everything what God brings is a tool for him.
Kõik, mida Jumal teeb ja toob, on üks tööriist tema jaoks.
And the tool is ordained to do the work.
Ja tööriist on selleks, et tööd teha.
So what I do, I'm only a tool. I do the work that the Lord said to me today.
Ja mina olen ka üks tööriist ja mina lihtsalt teen ainult seda, mida Jumal ütleb mulle, et ma täna teeks.
That you focus completely to Jesus. This is my task here.
Ja minu ülesan on see, et teie tähelepanu fookus jääks ikkagi täiesti Jeesusele.
I am here to encourage you
siin,
to align yourself with the will of God completely.
Ennast täiuslikult Jumala tahtega joonde.
And out of this,
ja sellest,
the power of God will increase stronger and stronger.
Saada Jumala vägi tugevamaks ja tugevamaks ja kasvada.
I can see it here that it increased. It's a good sign.
Ja ma võin juba näha, et see on hea märk, et see on juba kasvanud.
And it says in Joash's time he did a mistake or he was not doing it. He was not crushing down the high places.
Ja Joashi päevil tehti üks viga, et ta ei tõmbanud alla ohri künkaid.
But he had a desire, he had a fire to rebuild the temple that was in different parts broken.
Aga tal oli üks igatsuse tahe tema sees ühed ehitada üles uuest tempel, mis oli mõnedest kohtest katki.
And he was a man who could administrate the kingdom wealth, the finances so good.
Ja ta oli ka üks mees, kes suutis oma kuningriigi raha asju nii hästi talitseda.
And he gave all the advices to the priests.
Ja ta andis nõuandeid preestritele, ta oli nõuandeid preestritest nõuandeid.
And he said to them what they had to do.
Preestrit sai tema käest teada, mida nad peavad tegema.
And what is right now happening in the next 10 year season from this year on?
Mis järgmise 10 aasta jooksul saab juhtuma, on see
is that the Lord will pour out kingdom wealth for his bride.
Et Jumal saab välja valama oma pruudi peal oma kuningriigi varad.
And it's better for all the leaders to get right in the heart, not to make out of money mammon.
Ja
this is an idol.
Aeg panna oma südamed nüüd paika, et siis mitte muuta selle raha enda iidoliteks, vaid
you know, it is the worst thing to get manipulated by money.
Sest kõige hullem asi on see, kui siis raha hakkab sind manipuleerima.
Because if people can manipulate with money, you will not release the power of God anymore.
Sest kui sa hakkad rahaga manipuleerima, siis Jumala vägi enam ei vabane.
So first of all, it is very, very important to have the heart right unto God or in God.
Nüüd kõige tähtsam, et Jumalas oleks sinu süda õige.
Because it said here, if we go further, we can read about the priests. They collected the money for themselves.
Sest edasi lugedes võib näha, et preestid korjasid raha endale.
And they were not spreading the money to the right places. It speaks about administration.
Ja ei administreerinud, aga annusta raha õigetesse kohtadesse enam edasi.
You see, if I recognize a ministry that is in the anointing or a church, whatever.
Et on üks kogudus või teenistus, mis on võidmises.
Then I have to administrate the finances that the anointing can go further.
Siis ma võin juhtida rahasid nii, et see võidmine võiks edasi minna kasvada.
I mean, we have to understand that the devil hates the anointing.
Me saab tema aru saama, et kurat vihkab võidmist.
Because he was the anointed cherub.
Sest tema oli ju see võitud cherub.
Anointing expands us.
Ja võidmine teeb meid suuremaks.
It makes us able to protect, to guard, to
I like this. Me saame kaitsta ja olla kaitstud.
I like this cloth. Give it to me once more again.
Anna see korra mulle veel.
You know, it's so kingly.
See on väga kuninglik.
You see, I spoke about Joseph and the anointing, his robe, garment.
See on nagu üks kuninglik rüü.
And it's really the covering. It's his glory.
Ja see on tema au, mis meid katab ja kaitseb.
It's his presence.
See on tema ligiolu.
And if we are under his presence,
ja kui me oleme tema ligiolu all,
we expand.
Siis meie laieneme.
And we can be like a hen.
Ja me oleme üks kana enam ema.
You know, Jesus said that to Jerusalem.
Jerusalema kohta seda.
He wanted to collect them.
Ta tahtis neid kokku korjata.
And the hand speaks about really fatherhood or motherhood.
See tähendab tõesti üks emaks või isaks olemist.
Protecting the children.
Et ta kaitseb neid lapsi oma tiibade all.
And this has to be under the anointing.
Ja see peab toimuma võidmise all.
If it is not under the anointing.
Kui seda ei tehta võidmise all.
We control people.
Siis me kontrollime inimesi.
And so George recognized, okay, here's something wrong with the priest's administration.
Nii et Joas sai aru, et preestrid teevad midagi valesti.
So he spoke with the priests.
Ta läks ja rääkis preestritega.
I mean, he exhorted them.
Ta tõesti rääkis nendega.
He said, that's not right what you are doing right now. Don't take it for your own.
Et see ei ole õige, mis te praegu teete, et see hoiad seda endale.
So there came a change in the administration of the finances.
Ja finantside juhtimisest tuli üks muudatus.
Understand, if first finances come in, I tell you this for the future because
ja
it's coming.
Ja ma räägin tuleviku jaoks teile seda ette, sest see on tulemas.
Prophecy is working for is working with the revelation of the future.
Ja profeteering, prohvetlus, see toimib nii, et sa saad ilmutuse tuleviku kohta.
That you can be prepared.
Et sa võiksid ennast ette valmistada.
I say sometimes if we are not prepared and a war is starting,
vaatavad, kui me ei ole valmis ja sõda hakkab,
we will not get the victory, we get out of that sorrow.
Siis me ei saa võitu, vaid me saame kurbuse sellest.
And this is with everything what we are doing in the kingdom of God.
Mida me Jumala kuningriigis teeme.
We have to be prepared.
Me peame olema ette valmistatud.
I can only open right now.
Ma saan avada praegu.
A little bit of revelation.
Ainult natuke ilmutusest.
To administrate that, it's his task.
Ja tema ülesanne on see edasi jagada.
To make it solid.
Panna see toimima ja teha see tasaseks.
So as this happened, as George said to the priest, okay, you have to turn the flood of finances.
Ja ta ütles presidentile, et te peate seda raha kulgu natuke keerama.
See, first of all, the finances are coming and you were in lack in the past.
Raha tuli küll, aga teil oli ikkagi puudus minevikus.
The spirit of wisdom is here.
Tarkuse vaim on praegu siin.
It's really important.
See on tähtis.
To let the lack or the fear of lack go.
Et sa pead lahti laskma sellest hirmust puuduse ees.
If not,
kui mitte,
you will collect it for yourself.
Siis sa hakkad seda endale koguma.
And you have fear to give it away.
Ja sa ei julge seda ära anda.
And because of this, it holds the kingdom back.
Ja see hoiab ka kuningriiki tagasi, kuningriiki saa laieneda.
The holy leaven has to spread.
See püha tainas peab laienema.
You know, there are two different leavens. One leaven is the Pharisees, of the Pharisees. And one leaven is of the kingdom.
Ja teine on kuningriigi tainas.
Speaks about expanding and speaks about anointing.
Sellest võidmisest, mis peab laienema.
To get the bread out for the people.
Et rahvas, kõik rahvas saaks leiba.
Spiritual natural help.
Nii, see on nii vaimne kui füüsiline abi.
In the next week,
järgmisel nädalal,
the Lord will visit you.
Külastab isand sind.
And he will touch you.
Ja puudutab sind.
I don't know what it is. It's like the lightning coming on
you. Nagu välk,
into you,
sinu peale,
to your spirit,
sinu vaimu, sinu sisse.
And it will change you.
Ja see muudab sind.
Thank you, Lord. He loves us so much.
Ta arvastab neid nii palju.
Sometimes he's pointing on people and saying, speak it to them right now.
Näitab mõne inimesi peale, ütleb, et räägi talle, ütle talle.
So out of that,
ja sellest,
the King George authority
võtsis meelevalla ja rääkis.
speaks also about the office. You spoke about the apostles and prophets. You see, all the finances that were given in Acts, it says, to the feet of the apostles. And it says not for themselves. They were administrating how they were in need. And it was not only for one person, it was for congregations, regions. Jesus speaks in one parable about the talents.
Ühe õpetussõna või see para ja see on räägib talentidest.
And I got amazed as I heard the worth of one talent.
Ja siis ma olin imestunud, kui ma kuulsin, kui suur on üks talent.
It is $600,000.
$600,000 on selle väärtus.
One talent.
Üks talent.
And he's connecting it to bring it to the bank. It means multiplicate the finances that God is giving.
Sellest, kuidas anna selle panka ja siis see nagu paljuneb. See tähendab seda, et Jumal paljundab seda, mis ta on andmas.
I know that some people are here called like Joseph.
Mõned on nagu Joosep kutsutud.
Not everyone is called like him.
Mitte kõik ei ole selle kutsega.
But to administrate finances, it means if abundance of finances are coming.
Aga raha käitlemine, seda tähendab seda, et kui raha tuleb, küllus tuleb.
It is very good to be prepared to administrate them right to bring multiplication.
Siis on väga tähtis, et sa käituksid õieti, oleksid ette valmistatud, et seda võiks paljuneda.
You see, it speaks not only to give it,
see, ole ainult,
receive and give it.
See, saad ja sa annad.
It speaks receive it.
Või see tähendab, et sa saad.
Bring you know, the power of multiplication in it.
Ja pane, lisad sellesse paljunemise väe.
That it can, you know, like a flood, come up.
Et see võiks nagu siis tainas kerkida ja saada kõrgemaks
suuremaks.
Ja sealt sellest samast ka kõrvale panna välja anda, et ei ole puudust.
This is the kingdom understanding.
Ja see on kuningriigi arusaamine.
It expanded me also.
Ja see laiendas ka mind.
To think about this and to administrate all those things.
Kui ma mõtsin selle peale, kui ma hakkasin seda kõike niimoodi tegema.
So the priest taught him. It means the word. He taught him in the word, Joash.
Jojada õpetas ta sõnas.
It means he made him solid.
Ta tegi ta siukseks
to make wise decisions.
Et ta teeks tarku otsuseid. Ja oleks selles püsiv.
So the finances were for restoration.
Ja see oli see raha selleks, et ehitada üles taastada.
But before this is coming.
Aga enne kui see tuleb.
I force you in love.
Ma siis ma ütlen sulle armastuses.
To tear your strongholds in your heart down.
Et tõmba maha kõik oma kinnustused oma südames.
If you are called, if prophetic words came over you with finances.
Kui sinu peale on räägitud prohetlike sõnu kas maa kohta või finantside kohta.
It's better to check first your heart, to tear everything down.
Siis tõmba ennem kõik kindlustused oma südames maha.
That you will not put your heart to the thing.
Et sa paneks oma südant selle asja külge, mis Jumal sul annab.
It's about the heart. Money gets mammon if your heart starts to worship it.
Muutub mammonaks siis, kui sinu süda hakkab seda kummardama.
Money gets a weapon if your heart worships him.
Ja sinu raha muutub relvaks, kui sinu süda kummardab teda.
And wealth
rikkus
releases also favor and protection.
Vabastab ka soosingu ja kaitse.
You know, if we remember Joseph,
Joosep,
he knew that different seasons, you know, first of richness,
et on erinevad ajastud, kõigepealt on rikkus.
And then more of dryness and everything, difficulties.
Tulevad rasked ajad ja kuivad aastad.
But he administrated so good.
Siis ta teadis, et ta pani selle paika niivõrd täpselt.
That no riot in Egypt would arise.
Et ükski mäss ei kerkinud 4 aastatel üles Egiptuses.
This is because of administration of kingdom wealth.
Sest et kuninglikud rahad olid väga hästi administreeritud.
You can hinder the plan of the devil with finances.
Kuradi plaani rahadega.
I never taught that before. This is the Holy Spirit.
See on püha vaim, kes räägib.
So we can also read that Hazael was attacking the king of Aram.
Aarami kuningas tuli ja ründas siis.
And he wanted to attack Jerusalem.
Ja Hasel tahtis siis Jerusalema rünnata.
And it says here that Joash he gave Hazael the wealth of the temple.
Et also siis anti Haaselile selle templi rikkused.
You know, the gold and
kulde, mis seal olid erinevad asjad.
And it says there that he turned then.
Ja siis ta pöördus.
He went not to attack them.
Ja ta ei rünnanud neid.
What I want to tell you is we have not to spread to the enemy the finances.
Ma ei taha öelda, et me peaksime kõik oma raha vaenlasele andma.
I want to tell you that finances can bring protection
vaid, et
if it is administrated in wisdom.
Saab tuua kaitset, kui neid õigesti käitleda.
And I feel really that God is bringing that to you.
Ja ma tunnen, et Jumal on seda sulle toomas.
More than you think.
Rohkem, kui sa arvad.
And he gives you wisdom. He's about to give you more wisdom about this to protect the flock. And he will show you jealousy spirits. And you will do that. You will administrate those things in wisdom. This is a new increasing of your anointing that is within you. And if we read and we go on, it says that Joash was killed later
by his own servants. Siis tema enda sulased tapsid Joase.
And he was killed in Millo.
Ja lõitad maha sellises kohas nagu Millo.
18 to 20, I think something.
Kuskil kojas, mis kust pääseb alla sillas, on eesti keeles.
You got it?
We don't have the name.
Okay.
Sulased võtsid kätte ning pidasid vandenõu ja jõid Joase maha.
Okay, it says here Syria in some versions, but in my Bible it says Millo.
Millos.
And it means terrace.
Mis tähendab terrassi.
And it's also connected with protection and a high place in the wall.
See oli kindluse kojas üks selline kõrge koht, mis oli nagu...
It's like a watchman tower, like...
Nagu selline valvuritorn.
So in the center of a high place,
kõrge koha keskel,
he was killed.
Tapeti teda.
And Joash, we knew that Joash was not destroying the high places,
ja
the evil
ennem
places.
Või peest lugeda, et ta Joas ei tõmmanud maha ohvrikünkaid.
This is the reason why we have to understand. God is not writing those things down to say, oh, they have to be there.
Jumal ei kirjuta neid lihtsalt selle pärast siia Biiblisse, et neid peaksid seal olema.
He's giving his bride a strategy.
Vaid ta annab oma bruudile ühe strateegia.
So if we get not rid of the evil places, principalities, they are here seated.
Asjadest, mis on meie üles, meie pähe paigatud,
they are seated here
need istuvad siin,
and rooted here.
Ja juured on neil südames.
If we believe the lie of the devil, for example, you will get lack if you are not taking holding the money.
Kui sa usud seda kureti valet, kui ta ütleb sulle, et kui sa rahast kinni ei hoia, siis sul tekib puudus.
You start to nurture the lie.
Siis sa hakkad seda valet toitma.
Because you believe the lie more than the truth.
Valet rohkem kui tõde.
And this starts to manifest here in this area.
Ja see hakkab siin ilmnema.
And you start to do the work of the devil.
Kuradi tööd.
See, it says in the last time that the Antichrist will rule and they will get the number 666 here or here.
Ja Biblis on öeldud, et Antikristus hakkab valitsema, nad saavad kuradi või selle Antikristuse märgi oma matsalise märgi kas otsa ette või käe peale.
And there was a reason why David destroyed Goliath with the stone on his forehead.
Ja see oli üks põhjus, miks siis see lingukivi, mis läks Goliathi pihta, läks just tema otsa ette.
And he put the stone out of the living water.
Ja miks see kivi tuli sealt elavast reest, sellest jõest.
And it says he was
ta siis keerutas seda lingu
and he was releasing the stone.
Ja vabastas selle kivi.
So he made a decision to say, no, this principality will not stay
anymore.
And see what he delivered the whole people of
Israel
out of the fear, out of the religious system of
Saul.
He was controlling the people. He said, I mean, in a time of war, he said, it's no time for the sweetness of God.
Ja sõjal ta ütles, et praegu ei ole mõnu Jumalaga hea olemise aeg.
And his son Jonathan,
ja Jonathan, tema poeg,
he ate the honey.
Läks ja sõi seda mett.
And he told me that some people brought him money. Praise God.
money või honey, sarnased sõnad, üks on mesi, teine on raha. Seda kõike toodi.
And we spoke before the meeting,
Rääksime enne koosolekut sellest.
And he said, I felt that there must be a prophetic significance.
Et sel peab üks prohetlik tähendus olema.
And I said, yes, it is.
Ütlesin, et on küll.
It's a warfare strategy that the Lord has given to you.
Sõja strateegia, mida Jumal sul annab.
And this warfare strategy is not connected with prayer only.
Ei ole seotud ainult palvega.
It's connected with administration of the finances.
Kuidas rahasid kasutada sellega.
This is also warfare.
See on ka sõda. Või lahing.
So this means if we take not the lie of the devil out, he will manifest his sign on our forehead, the principality.
Et kui meie seda kuradi valetumus südamest välja ei võta, siis tema meelevalla märk saab olema näha siit.
And out of that we will do the work of 666.
Ja sellest me saame tegema metsalise tööd oma kätega.
Get better to get this out of you.
Et parem oleks, kui see sust välja läheks.
The being of the beast has not to work in you.
Sest see saa metsalise töö ei peaks sinu seest välja tulema. Toimiu sinu läbi.
It's good to be signed by the cross.
Vaid hea, kui sul on ristimärk sinu peal.
Like Ezekiel saw.
Nagu Ezekiel nägi.
The righteous in the city.
Kui see need õiged olid seal linnas.
And the Lord said to the angel,
inglile,
mark all those who are righteous.
Märgi ära need kõik, kes on õiged.
Understand the mark of the beast and the mark of the
ja
son of God.
Ja metsalise märk ja Jumala poja märk on erinevad.
This was the reason why Joas was killed.
Ja see on põhjus, miks Joas maha löödi.
I mean, it's really a curse to get attacked or killed by your own servant or your own people.
See on tõeline needus, kui su enda rahvas tapab su.
If you see things wrong,
kui sa näed, et midagi on valesti,
confront them.
Siis sa mine sellele vastu.
It is love.
See on armastus.
And the love speaks the truth.
Ja armastus räägib tõde.
And the truth.
Ja tõde.
The truth.
Tõde.
Will make us free.
Teeb meid vabaks.
You ask for the new wine. He's expanding.
Ta vaid laiendab.
In Orisara, I spoke about this expanding.
Ja ma rääkisin sellest laienemisest,
you know,
paisumisest.
Why is the Lord expanding the wineskin, the new wineskin?
Miks need uued veinilähkrid tehti suuremaks?
Because he wants to make it wider that he can fill it more.
Ta tegi selle suuremaks selleks, et ta saaks rohkem sinna sisse panna.
If it is only like this
size, väike veini lähkrikene,
you get only that.
Siis sa nii palju saadki ainult.
So if you get expanded,
ja kui sa nüüd laiendatakse,
by the last vintage wine,
pärast see viimane vein,
it expands you.
Siis see laiendab ka
and
sind.
It makes a big size and the measure can be bigger.
Ja teeb selle suuremaks, siis see mõõt ka, mis sinna sisse läheb, on suurem.
Thank you, Lord. He was killed on a terrace.
Terrassi peal.
And here we are, the next lesson.
Järgmine õppetund.
As we drove here, the Lord showed me.
Kui me siia sõitsime, siis on näitas mulle.
You know, a person was walking on the terrace.
Et üks inimene käis rõdu peal.
And suddenly I got different scriptures.
Ja äkki tulid erinevad kirjakohad esile.
The Lord is working with me like this.
Isand töötab minuga nii.
It must not be that he's working with you like this.
Ta ei pea sinuga nii,
we are different.
Me oleme kõik erinevad.
So I got reminded on the king Nebuchadnezzar.
Mulle tuli Nebukadnezar meelde.
And I was reminded on David.
Ja mulle tuli Taavet meelde.
You see, I will start with Nebuchadnezzar.
Alustan Nebukadnezarist.
He was a wealthy king.
Ta oli üks rikas kuningas.
The ruler from Babylon.
Babyloni valitseja.
And he had a good man of wisdom in office.
Ja tema toi seal kontoris olid päris targad mehed.
Belshazzar
oli seal.
Daniel. He was wearing a worldly name. He had a worldly name.
Ja tal oli maailma nimi.
In Babylon.
Babylonis.
That worshipped the idol.
Ja mis kummardas ühte või ülistas ühte iidolit.
But in his heart.
Aga südames.
He was the Daniel.
Oli ikka Daniel.
God is my judge.
Jumal on minu kohtumõistja.
This was his root.
See oli tema
this was his foundation.
See tema valus, tema süda.
He was in the system of the world.
Ta ei olnud maailmasüsteemis.
But he was not of the world.
Ta oli seal sees küll, aga ta ei olnud sellest pärit.
And because of that.
Ja tänu sellele.
He was in the place of revelation. He prayed day by day with at an open window to Jerusalem.
Oli ta iga päev palves avatud aknaga Jerusalemma poole.
Jerusalem means foundation of peace.
Jerusalem, see on rahu alus.
Jesus is the prince of peace.
Jeesus on rahu prints.
So he was filled day by day with revelation.
Ja ta sai iga päev täidetud uue ilmutusega.
So then a dream came to Nebuchadnezzar.
Ja Nebuchadnezzar nägi ühe unenäo.
And he was so afraid.
Ja ta oli niivõrd hirmul.
About that dream.
Selle unenäo pärast.
And no one could explain or interpret the dream.
Selle seletada, mis see unenägu tähendas.
So they called Daniel.
Ja siis kutsuti Daniel.
So he came.
Ta tuli.
And the first thing what he said.
Esimene asi, mis ta ütles.
As he heard it.
Kui ta sellest kuulis.
He said, "Oh, this dream shall be for your worst enemies."
See unenägu saab tabama sinu kõige suuremaid vaenlasi.
See, he was not prideful. He was not saying, "I am a Hebrew. I will not serve you."
Ah, mina olen, ma tean, mina sind ei teeni.
He was ready to serve.
Vaid ta oli valmis teenima.
And because of that humble heart,
tänu selle alandlikule südamele,
God released the revelation.
Vabastaski Jumal selle ilmutuse.
And the guidance.
Ja juhtimise.
And it happened that he said, Daniel said,
ja Daniel ütles,
that this dream is for Nebuchadnezzar, for him.
On talle.
And then it said that he will go through a valley.
Et ta saab läbi oru minema.
But he said also, protect your heart.
Ja ta ütles ka, et kaitsema südant.
We know the whole story.
Me teame seda lugu.
But I have to tell you that there was a time where he could make a decision for the right thing.
Kus ta Nebukadnezar oleks võinud teha otsuse õiges suunas.
But he was not protecting his heart.
Aga ta ei kaitsnud oma südant.
Because he was not serving the Most High God.
Sest tema ei olnud teenimas kõige kõrgemat Jumalat.
He was serving Baal.
Ta kumadas
Baali. You know the Babylon idols there?
Babyloni jumalaid.
And because of that, he got prideful more and more.
Enam uhkeks.
I mean, he was not protected.
Ta ei olnud kaitstud.
He had no anointing.
Ta ei olnud mingit võidmist.
He were in charge by God to rule.
Ta oli küll Jumala poolt pandud valitsema.
But he had not the anointing.
Aga ta ei olnud võidmist.
And then it said,
mis on öeldud?
As he went on the terrace of the roof, you know, on the
roof. Kui ta läks katuse terassile jalutama.
And saw his expanded field of Babylon.
Ja nägi, kuidas Babylon on laienenud.
He said,
siis ta ütles,
I am the God, I made it.
Mina olen Jumal, sest mina olen sellega hakkama saanud.
And suddenly a watchman angel spoke to him.
Ja siis tuli valveingel ja ütles talle.
And it says here, 12 months later after the dream it happened.
See juhtus 12 kuud pärast seda unenägu.
12 means order.
12 on kord. Korranumber.
So the number, I'm sorry, the frame of God, of the order.
Jumala raam korra ümber.
The possibility that he could turn.
Võimalus muuta suunda.
Was fulfilled.
Oli täidetud.
And the result came.
Ja see tulemus tuli tagajärg.
So he fell.
Ja see langes.
And it says for 7 years.
7 aastaks.
Understand, he was the king.
Ta oli kuningas.
He had everything.
Tal oli kõik.
And suddenly he was an animal.
Ja äkitselt oli ta loom.
It says his heart was taken out and the heart of the beast was put into him by God.
Sest Jumal võttis tema südame tema sest välja ja pani looma südame tema sisse.
You know, some days ago or one day ago I spoke with some person about that God can put hearts out and put evil hearts in.
Et Jumal võib võtta südame välja ja panna kurja südame asemele.
It's not because he hates us.
Mitte sellepärast, et ta vihkab meid.
If he sees our heart is perverted,
vaid kui ta näeb, et meie süda on ära pööratud,
he lets increase the evil things
ta laseb nendel kurjadel asjadel nii palju kasvada,
that he can break, that the people start to cry out to him.
Et inimene murdub ja hakkab tema järgi hüüdma.
You know, this is the apostolic.
See on apostolik.
It brings the fear of God.
See toob kohal Jumala hirmu.
We are not anymore people who can play with God.
Me ei ole enam need siis, kes mängivad Jumalaga.
And if you study in Kings, it says
that
an evil spirit sent by God was given to Saul.
On öeldud, et Saul anti ka Jumala poolt saadetud kurivaim.
Because God wanted to show Saul which anointing was on David.
Saulile näidata, et milline võidmine on Taaveti peal.
There are transitions.
On ülekanded.
If there are time frames of God, portals
Jumal
open.
On aja raamid ja siis tehakse väravad
lahti. Where God is awaiting our right decision.
Ja Jumal ootab seal selles kohas meie õiget otsust.
And because our decision
ja kui meie otsus
is connected with our will,
on seotud meie tahtega.
We can say yes to it.
Siis võime selle tema tahtele
jah. Or we can say no to
it. Või ei Jumalale öelda.
If we say no to it,
kui me talle ei ütleme,
then it gets worse.
Ja siis lähevad asjad hullemaks.
Because God is every time, and I have to tell you that.
Ma ütlen sulle, et iga kord on Jumal
righteous,
või on õige,
and expanding.
Ja laienemas.
Because he is the carrier of the anointing.
Sest ta on võidja, võidmise kandja.
He is the giver of the anointing.
Ta on võidmise andja.
And if we not submit unto God,
ja
we cannot be anointed.
Ja kui me ei alistu Jumalale, siis me ei saa olla ka võitud.
We cannot expand anymore.
Ja me ei saa enam laieneda.
You know, the devil had the gift. He was the only angel who could expand as an angel.
Kes võis inglina laieneda.
So it means he added more and more and more.
Sest ta tähendab, et ta lisati juurde, juurde, juurde.
And this was the reason why he had the angel had the ability here to make a decision to go over God.
Ja sellepärast oli ka tema ainuke ingel, kes suutis teha otsuse, et ta läheb Jumalast nüüd üle.
And all angels that were connected to him and wanted to follow him.
Seotud temaga tahtsid talle järgneda.
They went also with him.
Ja läksid taga kaasa.
So better you get aligned with the right people in this time.
Parem ole käi läbi koguduses õigete inimestega.
Don't be everywhere.
Ära ole igal pool.
Be there where God tells you to be.
Ole seal, kus Jumal ütleb sulle, et sa peaksid olema.
It's not about here's a meeting, there is a meeting, there's a conference, here's a conference.
Ei ole see, et sa vaatad, siin on täna koosolek, seal on koosolek, seal on konverents, lähme sinna konverentsile.
It's first about what is my calling, what is my gift.
Vaid kõigevalt, mis on minu kutse, mis on minu end.
And then I have to search out for the right wineskin.
Ja siis ma pean otsima üles selle õige veini lähkri.
And then I have to align with the wineskin.
Siis ma pean selle veini lähkriga joonduma.
If I do that,
kui ma seda teen,
then it gets united. The whole church gets stronger in
unity. Siis kogudus läheb järjest ühtsemaks ja tervikumaks.
If not,
kui mitte,
I bring, you know, influences of disunity, disharmony.
Siis ma toon sinna mõjutusi ja ebakõla.
Because I say, we have to do this, we have to do this.
Tegema.
And this is right, because God has put it in your heart.
Ja, sest Jumal on selle sinu südamesse pannud.
But you have to find your place
sa
in the bride.
Selles kohas mõrses, kus sa teha.
Not everyone is the eye.
Kõik ei ole silmad.
Not everyone is the feet.
Kõik ei ole jalad.
But we are all one in him.
Aga me oleme kõik temas üks.
So here was the heart attitude in the life of Nebuchadnezzar, the result of
falling.
Pride is a principality.
On üks meelevald.
It means it is rooted in the heart.
See ajab oma juured sinu südamesse.
And if we nurture it day by day,
ja kui me seda päev-päevalt toidame,
it manifests here.
Siis see hakkab siin ilmnema.
And then we start to think out of a prideful heart.
Siis me hakkame mõtlema mõtteid, mis lähtuvad uhkest südamest.
And we are not seeing anymore the plan of God. We see only us. It's only us. We are good.
Jumala plaani, vaid me näeme ise ennast, kui head me oleme.
And everyone is bad.
Ja kõik teised on halvad.
And we don't want to connect with others.
Ja me ei taha teistega enam koostööd teha.
We need one another.
Aga me vajame üksteist.
I mean, I heard today that this church has two churches.
Et selles koguses on kaks kogudust.
Like the here today, the morning meetings and the evening meetings.
On hommikune teenistus ja õhtune teenistus.
And there is a lady, I don't know if she is here.
Ja on üks daam, kes on siin.
Who is it? Amen. God bless you, sister.
Jumal õnnistagu sind teda.
You know, she is called to evangelize, is that right?
Ta on kutsutud olema evangelist.
And to bring new people in.
Et tuua uusi inimesi sisse.
Not to fill the church.
Mitte sellest, et kogudust täita.
To be equipped because also the people out there that are not knowing Jesus are called by God.
Vaid selleks, et olla varustatud, et minna ja rääkida, kutsuda Jumala juurde ka need inimesi, kes on seal väljas.
And I can imagine if those people get to Christ, you know, if they are so excited and they bring the new fire in.
Ja kui siis need inimesed tulevad Jumala juurde, ma ei tea, siis nad on ilmselt on niivõrd tult täis, et nad toovad järgmisi inimesi
Jumala
juurde.
And it is challenging us all.
Ja see on meile kõigile väljakutseks.
And it's so good to see, you know, different people in different positions to administrate the anointing. You administrate the anointing.
Et erinevad inimesed on esilinates positsioonides ja käitlevad Jumala võidmist erinevates asjades.
And I believe your pastor said, go for it, that's fine, that's wonderful.
Ja ma tean, pastor ütles, et on see väga hea mine ja tee seda tööd.
So it's so good to be under a covering.
Et see on hea olla siis seda tööd tehes ka
mingi katte all. To know, wow, Lord, you are with me, I'm protected, I have a spiritual father is with me.
Et minu ka isa vaim, et ma olen sinu kaitse all ja ma olen hoitud.
It is so good.
See on hea.
So then he fell.
Nebukadnetzar langes.
And it says for 7 years.
Ja nüüd oled seitsmeks aastaks.
And if you study about the situation,
ja kui sa uurid seda asja lähemalt,
it is said that it can be that Daniel protected Nebukadnetzar in his craziness in the
See võib olla, et Daniel kaitses selles hullumeelsuses Nebukadnetzarit, kui ta oli oma kodus.
Where he was not seen in front of the people.
Kus inimesed teda ei näinud.
Because it says if we read on after the 7 years when the Jew of God
kui 700 aastat oli läbi või 7 aastat oli möödas.
Oh Lord, I praise you. Can you kneel down there? I want to show something.
Võid sinna põlitama, tahan midagi näidata.
Is it possible for you?
Saad sa ette põlvitada.
Here. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. So it says that he was, I'm not speaking about you, yes?
Ma ei räägi sinust nüüd, aga sa oled näide.
He was like an beast.
Ta oli nagu metsloom.
Eating grass like a cow.
See rohtu nagu lehm.
And you know the grass represents the prophetic, the green things.
Ja rohelised asjad on nagu prohvetlikud asjad.
God, in all of his beastly valley,
kogu beastly oma selles loomasel orus,
God started to prepare a stronger authority.
Hakkas Jumal talle ette valmistama suuremat meelevalda.
And then it says that his hair was growing like the feathers of an eagle.
Et sa said nagu kui kotka suled olid tema juustasemel.
And his nail, I don't know how we call it.
Tema küüned.
Like a bird, you know, to make prey.
Olid nagu linnuküüned, nagu ta püüaks saaki.
And then it says then the Jew started to come over here.
Tulema tema peale.
You know, completely, I want to do that, like enwrapping you. I don't know what's going on with your head, but God is renewing your thoughts.
Ma ei tea, mis
siin
toimub praegu, aga tegelikult Jumal uuendab ka sinu mõtteid.
He's not a woman.
Ta ei ole naine.
See, and then it says, at that point,
sel hetkel,
he started to recognize that there is a Most High God.
Et on olemas kõige kõrgem Jumal.
And as that happened,
ja kui see juhtus,
he went in charge with the anointing.
Ta läks edasi koos võidmisega.
Christ means the anointed one.
Kristus on ju võitu.
And with Christ
Kristusega,
surrounded,
kui ta on sinu ümber,
it was not an outpouring.
See ei ole mitte väljavalamine.
It was the atmosphere.
Vaid see oli see atmosfäär, mis oli tema ümber.
And out of that, the renewing came to him.
Tuli üks uuenemine tema peale.
And it says that he get more into authority and power like before.
Rohkem meelevalda väga kui tal ennem oli.
If the people are, if his people would see him crazy.
Kui inimesed oleks teda hulluna näinud.
This is the reason why I believe Daniel was nurturing him in those times and helping.
Sellest ma arvan, et Daniel hoidis teda seal eemal teistest ja aitas teda ja toitis teda.
And protecting him.
Kaitses teda.
He was not looking, oh, he's crazy, I go.
Ta ei vaadanud, oh, nüüd ta on hulluks lent, ma võin ära minna.
He was in his office and he stood there.
Vaid ta oli oma ametis edasi.
Patiently.
Kannatlikult.
Waiting to see.
Oodates
a new glory on his king.
Ja nägi uut au oma kuninga peal.
That all the nation could be blessed.
Et kogu see raa maa saaks õnnistatud.
A nation, Kadri, a nation that was called cursed was right now called you shall be blessed.
Keda kutsuti ennem neetuks nime, sa oled õnnistatud.
Babylon represents normally the world.
On ju tavaliselt maailm.
So here the blessing came because one person went through a valley.
Ühel inimesel, kes läks orust läbi.
And everything changed.
Ja kõik muutus.
The whole governmental area changed.
Kogu valitsus muutus.
And if you ask me, is it possible that a whole nation can be changed on one day? It can
kas
be.
Kas on võimalik ühte rahvast muuta ühe päeva jooksul? On
but
küll
the preparation
võimalik.
Time was years before.
Aga see ettevalmistus võttis aastaid aega.
I don't care about what I see.
Mind ei huvita see, mida ma näen.
In the natural.
Silmadega.
What I said?
I don't care what I see with the
yes,
natural eyes.
I'm sorry, I got lost. I am caring about what I see in the invisible realm.
Mind huvitab see, mida ma näen nähtavatus maailmas.
You know, God sees everything, shows us also the result, what will happen.
Näitab meile ka tulemusi, mis saab sündima.
The people will say, oh, this person is crazy, it's not anymore help.
Tämast ei ole enam kasu, aitab.
It's not anymore in health or...
Ta ei ole enam terve, ta pole mõistuse juures.
But God sees further.
Aga Jumal näeb sellest edasi.
There is a light
on üks valgus
in the back of the tunnel.
Seal tunneli lõpus.
Thank you. How do you feel?
Kuidas on olemine?
Thank you, Lord. So, after that,
pärast seda,
a new authority and power was released.
Vabastati uks meelevald ja vägi.
It means if and the curse of pride in his heart, the principality was broken.
Ja see needus, mis tuli selle uhkuse läbi tema südamesse,
you know,
murtud.
If pride is manifested over years so strong, God must break it with difficult situations.
Kui uhkus südames ilmleb niivõrd tugevalt ja niivõrd pika aja jooksul, siis Jumal peab seda raske olukorra läbi murda.
The word says, if you have much responsibility, then the Lord will take it also from you.
Siis Jumal ka nõuab sult seda.
If you have much, he will take much responsibility from you.
Kui sul on palju, siis ta nõuab ka sinult palju.
This is the reason why we have to administrate it right out of a humble heart.
Sellepärast tulebki kõike teha õieti õigest alandlikust südamest.
See, the next
terrace
was David,
Taavet,
also a king.
Kuningas.
See, was standing on the roof,
seisis ka katusel,
looking out.
Vaatas välja.
And he saw Bathsheba.
Ja nägi Betsebat.
And he got tempted.
Ja tal oli kiusatus.
He saw,
ta nägi,
and he cultivated in his heart.
Ja hakkas ta arendama oma südames.
And this brought the evil act out.
Ja see põhjustas ühe kurja teo.
But if you see David,
kui sa vaatad Taavetit,
he was loved by God.
Siis Jumal armastas teda.
He was forgiven.
Talle anti andeks.
If we repent,
kui meie parandame
meelt, if we submit,
kui me alistame ennast,
if we say yes, Lord,
kui ütleme jah, Isand,
I don't want this stronghold.
Ma ei taha enam seda kindlust enda sisse.
I don't know how to do that.
Ma ei tea, kuidas seda ise teha.
But I humble myself.
Aga ma alandan ennast.
And I ask you.
Ja ma palun sind.
Whatever it is.
Mis iganes asi see on.
Break it.
Murra see.
And it is the anointing
siis
that breaks the yoke.
Selle ikke.
It's the anointed one that breaks your yoke.
Võitu, kes murrab sinu ikke.
If there's right now a principality in your heart that the Lord spoke right now to you.
Kui sinu südame vastu on praegu räägitud, et sinu südames on mingi kindlus.
I want that you go on your knees.
Ma tahan, et sa läksid praegu põlvili.
It's not because of me, it's
Mitte
because
minu pärast,
of
vaid Jumala pärast.
To humble yourself.
Et sa alandaksid praegu ennast.
Under his hand.
Tema käe alla.
And I want that you speak to him.
Ja ma tahan, et sina ütleksid talle.
And to say, Lord, I'm sorry.
Isand, anna mul andeks.
I really have those and those. Tell him that. You must not say it out
ütletale,
directly loud. Kõvahele
ka räägima, vaid räägi ju vaikselt oma ette Jumalaga.
But tell him.
Ütle talle seda.
And Jesus will forgive you.
Ja Jeesus annab sulle andeks.
And he will increase with the anointing on you.
Ja ta suurendab seda võidmist, mis on sinu peal.
And there is a blessing.
Ja on üks võidmine, üks õnnistus sinu elu peal siis.
Oh Lord, I thank you.
Isä,
I can hear glass breaking.
Kuidas klaasid purunevad.
Father, and right now I thank you, Lord, for all the knees, Lord.
Kõikide nende põlvede eest.
Father, this is the strengthening of the knees, what the prophet said.
See on see põlvede
strengthen your knees, strengthen your hand.
Oma kätte tugevdame, mida siis prohvetid rääkisid.
Lord, here we are.
Siin me oleme, isa.
On the ground.
Maa peal.
And we say, Lord, we know that we are taken from dust.
Et me teame, et me oleme põrmust pärit.
But we say, Lord, break it.
Aga me ütleme, et
break all pride, break all
uhkus.
You know, perversion, break all wrong feelings,
kõik valed tunded.
Break everything, Lord, that is separating me from you, Lord.
Mis on mind eraldamas sinust.
And I ask you, Lord, come
palun,
over
isan,
me.
Et sa tuleksid minu peale.
Come over us.
Tule meie peale.
Cleanse us.
Puhasta meid.
Make us holy.
Tee meid pühaks.
More.
Enam.
More.
Enam.
More.
Enam.
Oh, Lord, deliver us from all
Vabasta
evil.
Vabasta meid kõigest kurjast.
That we may see your glory.
Et võiksime näha sinu au.
Let us be carriers of your glory.
Las me oleme sinu au kandjad.
Carriers of your anointing.
Sinu võidmise kandjad.
Your love.
Sinu armastuse
your
kandjad.
Presence.
Sinu ligiolu kandjad.
You are worthy.
Sina oled väärt.
You alone, Father God.
Sina üksnes oled väärt.
Jesus.
Jeesus.
Forgive us.
Anna meile andeks.
In the mighty name. And through the mighty blood of Jesus cleanse us.
Jeesuse Kristuse vägeva nimel ja tema vere läbi puhastame.
And Father God, right now, I ask you to come with fire.
Et sa tuleksid tulega.
And consume
ja võtaksid
those areas
ära kõik need asjad,
that were filled with the wrong thoughts.
Mis on täidetud valede mõtetega.
Lord, right now, consume them, visit
ära kõik see, külasta neid
with the fire
tulega,
of God.
Jumala tulega.
Lord, we ask you
where the
chambers are cleansed right now,
seal,
come with your fire and make them full with fire.
Täida need oma tulega.
Thank you, Lord, for the ministry of repentance.
Täna on sind meele paranduse teenistuse eest.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Lord, let us really feel your mark.
Las me tunneme tästi sinu märgistust.
That it shall cry out, you are called.
Et sina oled kutsutud.
You are righteous because my blood cleansed you.
Kuna minu veri puhastas sind.
You was full of blood, but right now you are white like wool, whiter than wool.
Sa oled praegu, sa oled puhastud verega, sa oled nüüd valgem kui vill.
Because I paid the price.
Mina maksin sinu eest hinna.
Says Jesus.
Ütleb Jeesus.
Thank you, Father. We love you.
Me armastame sind.
We love you, Lord.
Me armastame sind, isand.
I will go all on my knees.
Ma jätkan põlvili.
You can stay if you want. I have to.
Ma pean.
It's all about him.
Sest kõik on ainult temast tulenev.
That he shall be glorified. He is the
tema
light.
Tema peab olema austatud. Tema on valgus.
You know, some days ago or yesterday,
tegelikult eile,
I said, Lord,
ütsin, isand,
hold my heart.
Hoia minu südant.
On your ways.
Oma teedel.
Protect the worth by your Holy Spirit.
Kaitseda oma püha vaimu läbi.
Let me stay humble.
Las ma püsin allandlikuna.
It's so important that we pray those prayers.
See on tähtis, et me palume neid palveid.
It's not only about thinking about it.
See ei ole mitte mõtleme neid tema suhtes.
Sometimes there are seasons to pray it out.
Aegu, kus sa pead seda kõva häälega välja palvetama.
That he can break it.
Et tema võiks selle murda.
That he can protect.
Ja kaitsta.
Paul said it to Timothy.
Timoteusele.
Protect the worth in you.
Seda väärtust, mis on sinu
sees. By the Holy Spirit.
Püha vaimu läbi.
It's the Holy Spirit.
Sest see on püha vaim.
That protects.
Mis kaitseb.
The anointing in us.
Võid, mist meie sees.
Those are high places.
Need on kõrged kohad.
Let us read.
Loeme.
2 Samuel.
Teise Saamueli.
Chapter 11.
11.
It says here a verse, I'm sorry, verse 1 to 3. It happened in the spring of the year, at the time when kings go out to battle, that David sent Joab and his servants with him, and all Israel, and they destroyed the people of Ammon, and besieged Rabbah, but David remained at Jerusalem. Then it happened on evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof he saw a woman bathing, and the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman, and someone said, "Is this not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite?"
Järgmisel aastal kuningate sõttamineku ajal läkitas David Joabi ja koos temaga ta sulased ja kogu Iisraeli sõtta. Nad hävitasid ammonlased ning piirasid Rabat. David ise jäi aga Jerusalemma. Ja ühel õhtul, kui David oli tõusnud voodist ja kõndis kuninga koja katusel, nägi ta katuselt üht naist ennast pesevat. Naine oli väga ilus. Ja David läkitas naise kohta teateid pärima, siis öeldi, eks see ole Betseba, Eliami tütar, het uurija naine.
How it says in your Bible, verse 1, it's springtime or spring of the year?
Just at the next year when the kings went to war.
Okay. It's very interesting that it says here the spring of the year.
Siin on öeldud, et aasta kevad.
It speaks a beginning. An old thing died, an old year went by and a new year happened.
Et see räägib sellest, kuidas vana aasta möödas, kõik on vana on surnud ja nüüd on uus hakkamas tärkamas.
This speaks about transition.
See räägib ülemineku ajast.
And this is where we are.
Ja see on see, kus meie praegu
oleme. An old season ended and a new had begun.
Eelmine hooaeg on lõppenud ja uus on alanud.
Has begun.
On alanud.
And this is the season of the eye of God.
Ja see on Jumala silma hooaeg.
It's the season of a stronger revelation power.
Suurem ilmutuslik vägi on selles ajas.
It's a season where his eyes will guide.
See on see hooaeg, kus tema silmad juhivad.
And his eyes are searching back and fro.
Ja tema silmad käivad üle maa edasi tagasi.
Where the righteous are.
Otsivad õigeid.
To collect them.
Et nad kokku kõrjata.
To bring them together.
Et neid kokku tuua.
God can grab us by side. God can
Jumal võib haarata
meid
oma silmadega.
Can only look and lift us with his view to a next place.
Ja tõstab oma vaatega meid teise kohta.
This speaks about the power of revelation.
See räägib ilmutuse väest.
The power of prophecy.
Profetuse väest.
Touching you.
Puudutab sind.
And lifting you to the next place of authority.
Ja tõstab sind järgmisse meelevalla positsiooni.
It says in the word, lift up your eyes. It means change your place.
Oma silmad üles, et muuda oma kohta.
In the spirit.
Vaimus.
Stay in the spirit.
Püsi vaimus.
and move.
Ja mine edasi.
Because your light has come.
Sest valgus on tulnud.
It speaks about moving.
Liikumisest.
And in that move increased, the light increasing in
valgus
us.
Suureneb, see suureneb kõik.
And the bridegroom comes to meet us.
Ja peigmees tuleb meile vastu.
To unite.
Et me saaksime üheks.
Oh, I would do that, but I will not. To unite the light.
Et need valgused saaksid üheks.
We are one.
Me oleme üks.
And with the high places also connected the sight.
Ja kõrged kohad on seotud ka nägemisega.
And it's about the open window.
Ja see on avatud aken.
And there are two windows.
On kaks akent.
The Lord reminded me on the scripture of Revelation 4.
Verse 1 to 2. Ja 2.
Verse 1 and 2. It's really good what you're playing. See the Lord. See, the Lord spoke first to all the churches.
Kõigepealt isand rääkis kõigi kogudustega.
Exhorted.
Julgustas neid.
Encouraged.
Tõstis nad üles.
And then it says,
õhutas,
after siis, these things I looked, and behold a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one set on the throne.
Pärast seda ma nägin ja vaata, taevas oli avatud uks, ning sama hääl, mida ma olin kuulnud enesega rääkivad otse, kui pasun ütles, tule siia üles ja ma näitan sulle, mis peab sündima pärast seda. Seda maid olin ma vaimus, ning enne taevasse siis troon ja keegi istus troonil.
You see, there came a new look.
Tuli üks uus vaade.
Of John. First he saw the seven churches.
Kõik ta nägi seitset kogudust.
And then he looked.
Siis ta vaatas.
So it means he changed the place of looking.
See, tähendab, et ta vaatas oma vaatamise, muutis oma vaatamise
suunda. To another piece work of revelation.
Ta vaatas ilmutuse järgmist tööd.
And as he looked, he saw a new possibility to enter through.
Ja kui ta sinna teisele kohta vaatas, siis ta nägi uut võimalust, kust läbi minna.
And as he saw, it says, as he saw it,
ja kui ta seda nägi,
the voice was speaking.
Siis hääl rääkis temaga.
See, he saw,
kõigepealt ta nägi,
then the voice was speaking.
Ja siis hakkas hääl rääkima.
And as he heard it,
ja kui ta seda kuulis,
he made a decision in his heart.
Siis ta tegi südames ühe otsuse.
He want to come up.
Ja ta tahab üles minna.
As he made this decision,
kui ta see otsuse tegi,
suddenly he went up.
Oigi täkitselt üleval.
It's about your decision.
See puudutab sinu otsust.
It's not only about I see it.
See ei ole mitte, et ma nägin
midagi. There is an open door.
See on
there is an
avatud.
Open window.
See on uks avatud, aken avatud.
It will not change the place.
See ei muuda seda kohta.
If I make the decision,
kui ma teen otsuse,
and I say yes, I go
ja
through
ja,
it.
Ma lähen sellest uksest läbi.
I must move.
Ma pean liikuma.
I must move to increase the light.
Ma pean liikuma selleks, et seda valgust suurendada.
To enter through it.
Et sellest läbi minema.
And this changes my view, what I see here.
Ja see muudab ka minu vaadet, see mis ma näen siin on midagi muud.
I have to tell you, I'd be here
to siis ma näen juba kahte ust.
There are next two possibilities.
On järgmised kaks võimalust.
They are closed.
Nad on kinni.
It means, you know, the Lord shows us more possibilities.
Isa näitab meil järgmise võimalusi.
And if they get open,
ja kui nad avatakse,
it means you have to move.
Tähendab, et sina pead ennast sealt läbi liigutama.
God will not move for you.
Jumal ei hakka sind liigutama.
You must move.
Sina pead liikuma.
You must make the decision.
Sina pead tegema otsuse.
Yes, Lord.
Jah, isand.
I raise up.
Ma tõusen püsti.
And I want to increase the light, so I
ja
move.
Ja ma tahan valgust suurendada, nii et ma lähen liikvele.
And because I move in faith,
ja kuna ma lähen usus edasi,
the light increases.
Siis valgust suureneb.
You know, the Lord spoke on, was it the, yeah, on Tuesday about open doors
at Elisha. Avatud uustest mere.
And yesterday we had a meeting and there were different people speaking about that they had experience after that meeting with the doors. You know, one lady left the place, her home, and came back on the same day.
Samal päeval,
as she came back,
ja kui ta tagasi tuli,
the door was open.
Oli uks lahti.
It was locked, but it was open standing.
See oli küll lukus, luku keel oli kinni, aga ta uks oli avatud.
And as she saw that, she was starting to laugh.
Siis ta hakkas naerma.
And the Lord confirmed what I open, no one will shut.
Mida mina lahti teen, sa keegi kinni panna, et siis
it means when I open the when the Lord
siis
when I
ütles,
open the doors,
mina sulle uksed lahti teen,
you must go through.
Siis sa pead läbi minema.
It's your possibility to move in and out.
Siis välja käia.
Jesus said, I am the door for the sheep that will go in and out and find pastures.
Et nad läheksid välja siis ja otsiksid endale.
Oh Lord, I see that for you.
Seda sinu jaoks ka.
And the Lord, you know, the Lord says,
ütleb,
if we move not back,
et me ei lähe takurpidi,
if Jesus said we go
Jesus
in and
et,
out,
kui me käime sisse välja,
it means if we go in,
et kui me sisse läheme,
into the new field,
uuele põllule,
we go out of the old field,
siis me läheme vanalt põllult välja.
And we go from revelation to revelation. You will go from revelation to revelation, from glory to glory, and I release the favor of God stronger on your life. And I speak, oh Lord, all the ministries that she did for me, all the echo times, I release, Lord, for this, Lord, a higher reward, prophetic reward, Lord, that she will start to see really the visible, the angelic realm stronger, and the prophetic secrets, God. Yes, the new things go open. It's like I see, you know, you have a window and it is covered with those
like sun for the sun.
But it goes like this right now.
Rulo
it goes open and there is more light coming
ja
in.
Saab selle rohkem sisse tulla.
Thank you, Lord.
Tänu isandale.
It's your rally, Riley. prophetic rally. Yeah. Thank you, Lord. I release that. Jesus. Bad. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Wow. Thank you, Lord. I love it to be flexible. This is Jesus. It's like the wind. You know, on one day, where it was so stormy here
Italian,
I said to my mom, oh mom, come, let us go to some markets, let us look a little bit, and it was really windy, so we went out for some hours, and then I said to her, oh come, let us go through this place where Steve Hill was preaching. Linnahalli, yeah. And we went up. And I wanted to see the many waters. You know, like his voice, like many waters. And there were no trees in front of.
So
we couldn't see where the wind came from. And sometimes it hit us from the side, sometimes from the front. And it was really strong there. And then we went down. And it was so strong we had to bow. And really the Holy Spirit started to speak. And we have to be humble in his move. We must serve that he is glorified. Then we will reach our place of destiny. Is someone here in this place? He had some sickness here in this area.
Kas siin on keegi, kellel on siin kaela peal olnud mingi haigus?
Here?
Siin, selle koha peal.
Which side?
Kumb
yes,
pool?
That's right.
Come forward. Tule siia ette.
The Lord wants to heal.
Isan tahab sind terveks teha.
Close your eyes.
Pane silmad kinni.
Father God,
see Jumal,
in the name of Jesus,
nimel,
I speak healing
ma räägin tervenemist
by your precious blood.
Sinu kalli vere läbi.
I thank you for her.
Ma tänasin selle eest.
Use her.
Kasuta teda.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Be healed.
Ole terve.
Amen.
Amen.
It's faith.
See on usk.
Protect your heart.
Kaitse oma südant.
The Lord will use you in the prophetic.
Jumal saab sind kasutada profetlikult.
Stay humble.
Püsi alandlikuna.
And pure.
Ja puhtana.
Okay, then there's another window.
Ja veel üks aken on.
In 2 Samuel 6.
Teise Saamueli 6.
Oh, sorry, 1 Samuel 10.
Esimese Saamueli 10.
10C, it's the third verse in the German version. It's 1 Samuel 10.
Esimese Saamueli 10.
I'm sorry, I must look. I'm lost here. First Samuel 19.
Esimese Saamueli 19.
Verse 12. It says that you know Saul wanted to persecute David.
Saul tahtis Daavidit taga kiusata.
And it says in the same night in verse 10C, I don't.
Kümnenda teises osas on
right now I jump in the English one.
See on siis esimese Saamueli 19:10 ja samal õhtul põgenes siis Daavid ja pääses sel ööl.
So David fled and escaped that night. Saul also sent messengers to David's house to watch him and to kill him in the morning. And Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, "If you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be killed." So Michal let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped.
Siis läkitas Saul käski jalad Taaveti koja juurde teda varitsema ja hommikul surmama, aga Taaveti naine ja Miikal teatas Taavetile öeldes, kui sa oma hinge selle ööl ei päästa, surmatakse sind homme. Ja Miikal laskis Taaveti läbi akna alla ja ta läks ja põgenes ning pääses.
See, it was night.
Oli öö.
One day finished.
Päev oli lõppenud, üks päev oli lõppenud.
And the next day started.
Järgmine päev oli algamas. Päike hakkas tõusma.
And God wanted to have David in his destiny.
Ja Jumal tahtis, et David saaks kätte oma saatuse.
And it says there that an attack appeared in the morning.
Ja et hommikul oli see varitsus siis.
Or it was scheduled by the devil.
See oli kuradi poolt paika pandud.
It means in a transition time we have to be aware.
Me oleme väga ärkvälja teadlikud asjadest ülemineku hetkel.
You are an increasement of revelation.
Sa oled selles hetkes, kus ilmutus kasvab.
All the things are going good.
Kõik asjatavad hästi.
But be watchful.
Aga ole valvel.
Watch out.
Valva.
Oh, I like that. Can you do it louder? Yeah. Receive that. This is watching.
See ongi see valvamine.
Wow. Receive that.
Võta see vastu.
It's a wake up call.
See on äratus kutse.
Yeah, let it flow. This is powerful. Lord, we open our hearts right now. And we thank you, Lord, for the ministering spirits right now. Thank you, Lord, that you increase the watching anointing.
Et saab suureda seda valve võidmist meie
personal to watch out.
Et me saaksime isiklikult kõik olla valve.
I ask you right now.
Ma palun sind isa just nüüd.
To increase the discernment.
Et sa suurendaksid meil arusaamist.
For their personal lives.
Oma isiklikes eludes.
That they can discern and test the spirits if they are from God.
Vaime läbi katsuda, kas need on Jumalalt.
Father, right now.
Just nüüd praegu isa.
Bring them into the line. Align
toonad sellesse jumaliku joondumisse.
Lord, bring the beast to the real honeycomb, to the real
king bee. Ja too need tõeliselt selle kuningliku mee juurde.
positions you.
Ja ta paneb sind paika.
He connects you.
Ja ta ühendab sind.
New friendships, old things break down. Wrong friendships, they will
valed,
break right now.
Sõprussuhted kukuvad maha.
It is happening. Kurunevad. Don't hold it.
Ja ära hoia neist ise kinni. See
don't
toimub.
Hold it.
Ära hoia sellest kinni.
New connections.
Uued
heavenly
sidemed.
Appointments.
Taevased sidumised.
They are coming.
Need tulevad kokkusaamised järgmiste nädalate jooksul.
These are wells, says the Lord.
Need on
wells for you.
Need on kaevud sinu jaoks.
They bring living water.
Need, mis toovad esile elavat vett.
Secrets to the surface. Oh no, we come to the depth.
Pinnale. Ei, me tuleme ise sinna sügavale nende juurde.
To take them to the surface.
Et tõsta nad üles see pinnale.
You have called us, Lord.
Sa oled kutsunud meid.
To share secrets.
Et me jagaksime saladusi.
Yes, Lord.
Sinuga.
We dive deeper in
ja,
the river.
Me tuleme ja sukeldume sinna jõkke sügavamalt.
Lord, your prophet Ezekiel swam.
Ja sinu prohvet Ezekiel ujus.
But right now we say we want to dive.
Aga meie ütleme sulle, et me tahame sinuga koos sukelduda.
Deeper.
Sügavamale.
To discern the different streams that are going on.
Et tunda ära erinevad voolud, mis lähevad.
We love you, Lord.
Ja me armastame sind, isand.
Thank you for the transition.
Ma tänan sind selle ülekande eest. Ülemineku aja eest.
See everywhere where a window is in the spirit.
Igal pool, kus vaimus on aken.
You must know what to do.
Sa pead teadma, mida sellega teha.
It's a possibility.
See on võimalus.
To do it worse.
Minna asjadega hullemaks
or to do it good.
Või minna paremaks.
Michal in this situation did it good.
Michal tegi selles olukorras hästi.
But there was another situation
aga
where she did it bad.
Teine olukord, kus ta oli aknel ja kus ta käitus halvasti.
She was looking out of the window.
Ta vaatas aknast välja.
Seeing David in the intimate worship.
Ja nägi, kuidas David ülistas Jumalat Jumala ligiolus.
Dancing.
Tantsides.
And suddenly the rejection was released.
Ja siis tuli äkki üks tõrjumine tema seest.
Because she saw wrong.
Siis ta nägi asju valesti.
She was intimidated by the religious spirit of her father.
Ja ta oli oma isa religioosse vaimu poolt kiusatud või meelitatud seda tegema.
Get rid of the religious understanding.
Saa lahti religioossetest arusaamadest.
It means the structure of things what you do.
See on struktuur nendest asjadest, mida sa teed.
It's not about your doing.
See ei ole tähtis see, mida sa teed.
It's about the relationship.
Vaid tähtis on suhe.
You move with the ark.
Sa lähed kaasa selle laekaga.
You move where the Lord is.
Sa lähed sinna, kus isand on.
You carry him.
Sa kannad teda.
And David was so lost.
Ja David oli niivõrd kadunud sinna Jumala ligi ollu.
That it says in some Bible version it says that he was half naked.
Et mõnes Biblis on öeldud, et ta oli peaaegu alasti.
Because he was covered by the presence of God.
Sest teda kattis Jumala ligi ollu.
And he was crazy.
Ja ta oleks sellest pööraseks.
Crazy for the Lord.
Oli pööraseks isanda järele.
Rejoicing.
Rõõmustades.
Father God,
Isä Jumal,
I ask you for wisdom for everyone.
Ma palun sul tarkust igal ühele.
Lord, that they will see the window.
Et nad näeksid aknaid.
And that they will make the right decision.
Et teeksid õige otsuse.
I close the ears for the wrong voice.
Ma panen need kõrvad kinni, mis kuulevad valesid hääli.
I close the eyes for the wrong spirit.
Ma suglen silmad valedele vaimudele.
I speak out a holy blindness in the name of Jesus.
Ma räägin välja püha pimeduse.
To see
Et nad näeksid
what you are doing, Lord.
Seda, mida sina teed.
To see what you want.
Mida sina tahad.
Thank you, Father.
Tänu, Isa.
For your guidance.
Sinu juhtimises.
Thank you for your love.
Sinu armastuses.
Understand this is a revelation that the Lord gave me on the way here.
Et see on see ilmutus, mille Isand andis mulle teel siia.
This speaks about his love to you.
Ja see räägib sellest armastusest, mis tal on teie vastu.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. It's written in 2 Samuel 6.
Teise Saamuele 6 on kirjas.
Verse 16.
16.
Now, as the ark of the Lord came into the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, looked through a window and saw King David leaping and wailing before the Lord, and she despised him in her heart.
Ja kui isandal aegas jõudis Taaveti linna, vaatas Sauli tütar Miikal aknast välja ja nähes kuningas Taavetit hüppavat ja kargavat isanda ees, põlgas ta teda oma südames. Kaitse oma südant.
Hold it in line.
Hoia see joones.
Hold it online.
Joone peal.
Understand, David went really through the difficulties. His friends died
before that. Läks läbi rasketest olukordest. Tema sõbrad olid just surnud.
But he saw the power of the blessing where the ark was.
Aga ta nägi õnnistuse väge seal, kus oli laegas.
And he said, I will pay the price.
Ja ma maksan selle hinna.
I don't want to miss it.
Ma ei taha sellest mööda panna.
And this is not only for me.
See ei ole ainult mulle.
I want that my people are blessed.
Ma tahan, et mu rahvas oleks õnnistatud.
What a powerful king.
Milline vääline kuningas.
What a powerful king.
Milline vääline kuningas.
What a powerful king.
Milline vääline kuningas.
Receive a soft breeze.
Võtame vastu selle kerge õhu, selle hinguse.
He's nurturing us.
Ta toidab meid.
With his presence.
Oma ligioluga.
Get lost in God.
Mine ja kao ära Jumalas.
He ministers to you.
Ta teenib sind.
Through his spirit.
Oma vaimu läbi.
With his angels.
Oma inglite läbi.
It's his ministry.
See on tema teenistus.
Thank you, Lord.
Tänu, Isa.
Come forward.
Tulge siia ette.
And all people who are right now touched, come forward.
Kõik inimesed, keda Jumal on puudutanud, tulge ette.
Only those who have feel the touch.
Kes need, kes on tundnud, et Jumal on neid puudutanud, palun tulge ette.
You know it says in the word?
Jumala sõna ütleb.
That the person who had 5 talents,
see, kelle oli 5 talenti,
and administrated right,
ja kes need õieti kasutas,
got 10 talents.
Ta sai kokku lõpuks 10 talenti.
And I will, Jesus wants to release.
Jeesus tahab vabastada
more,
enam,
that you bring it more to the people.
Et sa saaksid enam rahvale tuua.
Where God called you.
Seal, kus Jumal on sind kutsunud.
It's not about the people that are sitting right now that they have to feel bad.
Need, kes istuvad oma kohtadel, ei pea ennast halvasti tundma.
I don't know what the Lord is doing after that.
Sest ma ei tea, mida isand veel pärast teeb.
So let him do the work.
Need, las ta teeb oma tööd.
I'm really amazed about what God is doing.
Ja ma olen tõesti hämmastunud sellest, mida Jumal kõike siin teeb.
I'm really amazed. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord.
Ja me armastame sind, isand.
Thank you. We love you, Lord.
Me armastame sind, isand.
My back. Thank you. We will right now release it.
Ja me vabastame nüüd.
You know, my mother and me, we want to minister right now. We release that.
Me tahame emaga koos teenida ja vabastada selle.
And if we touch you,
ja kui me siin puudutame,
it shall be the sign that God is multiplicating what you have right now.
Et siis on märk sellest, et Jumal paljundab nüüd seda, mis sul juba on.
And you have to understand with that multiplication,
ja seda aru saama, et selle paljundamisega,
stronger responsibility will rest on you.
Suurem vastutus sinu peal.
And you have to administrate it right, and I pray that you will administrate it right
ja ma palun ka,
right now,
et sa kasutaksid seda, mis sa saad õieti.
You know, it can be that travailing or prayer is released then.
Võib-olla tuleb siin mingi palve vabaneb sinu seest.
You know, it says that the spirit of God is groaning.
Sest Jumala vaim on see, kes ägab ja oigab.
Because, you know, he brings birth, the fruit. He brings the fruit forward.
Tema sünnitab välja need viljad.
Thank you, Lord. Can someone translate Heike if she has something? Lydia, where's Lydia? Lydia. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Touch. Fire. You must get the touch from her.
Sa pead saama sealt poolt palvetatud.
Thank you, Lord. Fire. Fire. Stay in his presence.
Püsi tema ligiolus.
Stay in his presence.
Püsi tema ligiolus.
Fire. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Jesus. Fire. Yes, break it. Thank you, Jesus. Break it. There's a curse. I break that. I break that curse of sorrow. I break it in Jesus' name. You have to leave her. Leave her in the name of Jesus. It's over. It's the anointing. The anointing is stronger. You must leave. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You get not controlled. No control. No power.
That's
not to control you in Jesus' name. People try to control you. I rebuke that in Jesus' name. I point them away from your life in Jesus' name. And I speak all to those who are connected with you because of blood connections. I speak out that those spirits have to are broken right now in Jesus' name. There's no right anymore. Fire. Multiplication. Fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Fire. 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 Fire, 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 fire. Yes, Lord. Fire. Take that out. Whatever was said, whatever was said, I release it, Lord. The right words. Thank you, Jesus. Hold it. Hold it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You shall understand the works that He paid at the cross. He was fixed. And the Lord will fix you. And out of that, The grace and mercy of Jesus will flow. He will give you the understanding about the wounds on his hands, arms. Wow. The works of compassion. Fire, Lord. Your fire. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Receive, stay in His presence. Stay in His presence. Stay there. It's good. Stay. He wants to fill you. Receive from
Võta
Him.
Veel vastu talt. Ta taab sulle veel.
He's not finished.
Ta ei ole veel lõpetanud sinuga.
His glory. Fire. Fire, 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 fire. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Totally health to her body, to her blood.
Täielik tervis.
To her blood.
Täielik tervis sinu verre.
Jesus. Your fire.
Yes. There it is. There it is. Fire. Your fire, Lord. Yes. Your fire, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Fire. Fire. He's cleansing. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Go. 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 Yes. Yes, go. You know, this is... Yes. What is she saying?
Help me.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes. Out. Unclean spirit. Let's go.
What's this?
Go. Unclean spirit.
Unclean.
Yeah. But don't tell her. Yes. Fire of God. Fire of God. Cleansing fire. It's the Holy Spirit. It's the power of God. Brings all freedom.
Jeesus toob meie vabaduse.
Yes, he delivers, he makes.
Jeesus veritab täieliku vabanemise.
Fire. Yes, can you lay your hands on her? All that. Is someone, where's another woman? Who's in ministry? Deliverance. Who's making deliverance ministry? Is someone here? I want to lay your hand here. I need another person. Lay your hand here. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hold that, hold that. She must hear. Hold only. In the name of Jesus, your cleansing complete.
She shall
give birth. Clean fruits in Jesus' name. I rebuke, Lord, all evil spirits that try to hinder her. I release the power of God by the blood of Jesus, and you shall birth the birth of God in the name of Jesus. Clean prayer, spirit-filled prayer, fiery prayer in the name of Jesus. Go! Rebellion! Go! Rebellion, go! Rebellion, go! Sadness, go! In the name of the Lord! Thank you, Father. Renew her! Renew her! Yes, it's your time of deliverance. It's totally the Lord is right now making you completely free for the ministry. The travailing prayer and everything, supporting. I thank you, Lord Jesus, for that. Wow, glory. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Jesus is here.
Jesus is here.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. Jesus is doing the work. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This oil, I release this oil. Your oil, Jesus. Break. Break all. The mainly thing has happened. The mainly thing. And right now, the Lord breaks all his cutters. He cuts things off. And don't fear it. Friendships are also going. That try to hinder you. And God gives you friends. And fathers and mothers. Thank you, Jesus. What's your name? What? Karit. I bless her, Lord. I bless Karit. And I call her by name. Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus. Okay, thank you, Lord.
Jehovah. Thank you, Lord. Where the whole... Yeah. Are more children here? I'm sweating here. I need... Can you give me the blue cloth there? Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Okay, thank you. Let her rest right now. It's the anointing. Thank you, Helen. Thank you. Thank you. Let her. It's good. Yes, Lord. Do your work. Do your work. Do your work, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your fire. Your fire. Who is right now touched from those who are sitting? Who is right now touched from those who are sitting? Or who were sitting? Come forward. It's your time.
Nüüd on teie aeg.
Thank you, Jesus. See, the Lord stirs up the faith.
Jumal õhutab usu üles.
Thank you, Lord. We love you.
Ja me armastame sind isand.
Oh, this is a cleansing chamber.
Ja see on puhastuskamber.
Purify us.
Ja tema puhastab meid.
Your fire, Lord.
Oma tulega.
Thank you. The Lord calls you Esther.
Kutsub sind Estriks.
And Esther was a woman that
Esther
prepared
äge,
herself
valmistas ennast ette
for the chamber of the king.
Et minna kuninga kambrisse.
And the power of preparation is very strong on you.
Ettevalmistuse väki on väga
and he trains you in all those in intimate things.
Ja ta viib sind intiimsetesse asjadesse.
And because of that, the Lord will give you favor. And He will use you as a weapon to break a yoke of fear of death. Most of people who want to kill themselves, God will send you to them. And you will deliver them from this curse. I release that on her life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Esther. It's a spiritual name. Thank you, Lord. Receive. Stay here. It's good. Stay in His presence. He ministers to you. Your fire, Lord. Yes, receive. Yeah. We love you, Lord. I release your love, your fiery love, Lord, for this wonderful lady. Can I kiss you here? Yeah? Okay. I bless you. The Lord loves you. Yes, Lord, your fire. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Lord, I break wrong understanding. There's wrong understanding trying to hold you in the spiritual things.
She speaks okay. English.
And the Lord is breaking it that you understand it right. Because you are hungry for the supernatural. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. He's aligning. She's in the process of alignment. He aligns you, positions you in the right in the center of the cross. You went like, I could see. First you went up and then you tried to figure out where it is, where the center. And God is really centering you. Yes, Lord, I speak that out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Your fire. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? The fire?
Tunnet seda. Jumala väge.
Can you feel it? Okay, where you feel it?
Mismoodi?
On your hands?
Kättes või kus sa tunned Jumala väge? In hands.
Father God, right now I release the healing gift.
Aga see tervendus ainult.
I release, lay hands on the sick and they will be healed.
Peale, need saavad terveks.
I like your shoes.
Mulle endid su kingad.
You know, the Lord spoke to me about the new boots and the gazelle. And the gazelle. And Father, I release, receive. Don't pray right now. Eat. You must drink and eat. And when you eat and drink, you cannot speak. Okay, receive it. It's given to you. So I release the healing gift. And the Lord speaks to you. Lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. This is the reason the Lord brings sick people to you. And don't fear and tell them they have to take medicine.
Say,
can I pray for you? And then lay hands and speak healing into the bodies and they will be healed. Because it's the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. What do you need? Okay. Lord, I pour it out. I pour it out. Oh, Lord. You are a friend of horses?
Sa oled hobuste sõber. Sa oled meeldid hobused.
No, in the spirit.
Vaimus.
It's called, the name is called Philip.
See nimi on Philippus.
And he was one of the disciples of Jesus.
Ja ta üks Jeesuse jüngritest.
And you are a friend of the spiritual moves, this means.
Ja sina oled vaimsete liikumiste sõber.
And you are searching for the right place.
Ja sa otsid õiget kohta.
And the Lord says you are right here.
Ja sa oled õige siin.
And you have to stay.
Ja sa pead püsima.
And he releases more anointing
ja
in the spirit in your life. And I can see
peale.
It here resting.
Kuidas see puhkab sinu peal.
And you will breathe life.
Ja sa hingad välja elu. You will breathe the life elu.
Here. It, ja also, you bring a stronger wind.
Ja sa tood tugema
God
tuule
will use you. God will use it for a stronger wind here in this
place.
Father, I thank you for that. Thank you, Father. I bless him. I bless him. Can I kiss you on your forehead? Can I do that?
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. It's your love. Thank you, Lord. He loves you so much. I get excited.
Ja ma olen põnevil.
Your fire, Lord. Ooh, I can see a fire, a kingly robe, but it's fire here.
Üks kuninglik tuline kuningarõõ.
And God is using you, Betty.
Jumal kasutab sind, Betty.
And he will lay the wisdom into your heart and you will speak the words of wisdom.
Ta paneb oma tarkuse sinu südamesse, sa saad seda
and
välja
because
rääkima.
Of your wisdom that is
ja
released,
mis on sinu seest vabaneb,
it breaks the yoke in the hearts of adult people.
Täiskasvanute südames olevaid asju murdma.
And I release this wisdom right
ja ma
now
seda tarkuse just nüüd.
In the name of Jesus.
Jeesuse nimel.
Thank you, Lord, for your burning torch.
Sinu põleva tõrviku eest.
The spirit of wisdom is a burning
tarkuse
torch.
Tarkuse vaim on üks põlev tõrvik.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
She wants to be clear in her mind.
Yes.
Thinking.
Don't tell me too much.
She's a young one in Christ.
Yeah, that's good. Father God, right now I speak to her brain. But first of all, I speak to her in the spirit. I speak to your kidneys. And I speak right now to your heart. And I speak out of all the unknown drives that are not good. I speak right now the fire of God into your kidneys. And I speak right now that it goes through your heart.
Sinu südamest ka läbi.
And also your lever
ja
shall get the fire.
Et see saab ka selle tule.
And I speak out that you shall release. I see there's a power coming to preach the gospel to the lost people. And every addiction that is right now holding you, I break it in the name of Jesus. And I speak out to you, synapses. Get aligned with the will of God.
In Jesus'
name. Amen.
Caro, man.
Come. Thank you, Father.
What's his name?
Kasper. Father, I thank you for Kasper.
He understands?
No. Oh,
okay. I thank you
My
for Kasper.
Can translate, maybe, or me, okay.
Thank you for Kasper.
Mitä nämä Kasperi eest?
Father, I release
Ma vabastan
your glory.
Sinu au.
Lord, use him for your glory. I thank you for
Kasper.
Lord, use him in his young age and let increase the power that is within him. It's I cannot see it. This speaks about a secret. This speaks about the secret. And God will use him as a treasure tool. Oh, and he will surprise people with his gift, Lord, and all of that. I release kingdom wealth for him, and I feel that he will say to you if some finance is going on, and he will say, give it there or there, here on him, but test it in prayer also. Thank you, Lord. I thank you for the generations. I speak also to the baby right now. I bless the spirit right now. I speak out, you shall be a fruit of joy. A fruit of joy, a fruit of joy, a fruit. Is it a girl? Or you? Yeah. I speak out, this is really a, wow, a queenly joy. Yes, Lord. Bridal joy. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.
Of treasure.
Wow.
That's what his name is.
Wow. Thank you, Lord. Fire. Your fire. Your fire. You feel it?
Yeah.
Like
a small vibration.
It's the anointing.
Really,
yeah, I receive that. It's the tenderness. It's the tenderness of the Holy Spirit. It's power. In this, there is power. Yes, Lord. Increase this. Shut your eyes. Right now. Increase the power in her right now. Steer it up, Lord. And use this power. Lord, as she is blessed, she shall bless with your power. I release it. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, receive it.
Võtta see lihtsalt vastu.
Yeah. Receive it. Receive it. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You know, as Jesus,
kui Jesus,
as Jesus was, as Jesus died,
kui Jesus suri.
Thank you. They put him from the cross. And it said that they put the cloth,
the
sweat cloth, it was put, I will lay it like this. It was put on a special place in the grave. And Jesus was the carpenter. And every time when the carpenter finished his work, he used his sweat, every sweat that was in.
Siis ta iga kord pühkis igu, kui ta oli töö lõpetanud, et see tema igirektik oli tema kaasas ja see oli kokku murtud.
And put it aside after his work.
Ja kui ta töö lõpetas, siis see sama igirektik pandi alati kõrvale.
And the Lord is speaking to you.
Isand ütleb sulle.
It is finished.
See on lõpetatud.
It is done.
See on tehtud.
Live in his fulfilled work.
Ela tema lõpetatud töös.
It speaks about really compassion. You have that.
Sul on see.
You know, and he wants to use you in that stronger.
Tugevamalt.
And be ready for it.
Ole selle jaoks valmis.
God is using you to show the folded sweat cloth of Jesus.
Jeesuse higiretikut.
And it's a special thing in the body of Christ to do that. Because what's seated at a special place. Thank you, Lord. I release that. And align with it, if you believe it. Position yourself. If you open your hands, He will give you the tool.
Kui sa teed oma käed lahti, siis tööriistad pannakse sulle pihku.
Yeah, receive that in faith.
See vastu usus.
You know, it was a sweat cloth that healed the sick.
Ja selle higi rätikuga parandati ka haigeid.
Father, your fire for Kadri. I thank you, Lord, for her. I release it, Lord. I thank you for her, Lord. Do you feel something? Where? Fire? Or heat? Yes, it's the anointing. Thank you, Lord. I thank you. Thank you, Father. Give me your hands. Can you give me your... Father God, I release your fire in her hands. And I challenge you. Start to lay your hands on the sick and they will be healed. I release that, Lord, the healing anointing. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. Heal the sick in Jesus' name. Can you feel the fire? Where you feel it right now? Yeah, that's right. This is for life.
See on elu jaoks.
Heal the sick, bring life.
Too elu neile, kui sa tervendad haiged.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Whom? Okay. Hey. Gabriel. Yes. Yes, Lord, your fire. I can see a fire cross here, very strong. And I hear evangelist, and I call you forth. I call this office to arise in your young years to come to the surface. He feels the power right now. I speak it out, Lord. Bring it up. Bring it up. Bring the words up, Lord. Steer them up right now, Father. I ask you for that. In Jesus' name. What you laid in him, Lord, release it. Thank you, Jesus. Can you feel something? What do you feel? Yes, that's it. So I release that. It shall come forward in power. That went in, it will come in power out. It's the sword of the Lord, the word of God. Helena, right? Thank you, Lord, for Helena. Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Tender, this really tender. It's a tender whirlwind. It's not a breeze, it's a whirlwind, but tender. And God says he is using her. Yes, take that. He is using her to take the dust off of people. You know, like if you see the leavens or the leaves outside and the wind starts to circle those leaves away, he's using it. He's using her for that. It means take curses with tenderness away. And he will use her through dance and through the word. Thank you, Lord. I release that. Perhaps you can write it down for them, that they have it, if they, yeah. Father God, release your fire. Thank you, Lord. Yes, I see really solid in the word. Really an oak tree. A German, you know German oak?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you, Lord. A release that speaks about covenant, visitations. It were trees where people went by. Or were sitting, Deborah was sitting under the tree. And there were places connected with birth processes, life, covenant. Angels came there to Abraham in the oaks of Mamre, it means, it says there. So I release that. I thank you, Lord. He will visit him when he's studying the word. I can see you study at a desk, at your desk. And as you study, I can see that angels come and bring you scrolls. It speaks about more revelation, revelatory understanding in the word. And the Lord says, you will understand what it means, the baptized letter. I think, can you feel it? Can you feel something? Where? Or what? Wow, thank you, Lord. Life, Lord, your life, I release that. Your wisdom. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It speaks about strong wisdom. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Your fire. See, I break the. I see, like a rocket. I see you like a rocket, in the awaiting to start. And if it starts, all the things that holds the rocket or stabilize the rocket, they fell apart, and the rocket goes up. And I can see things they will fall on your side, and out of that, because you move, you decided to move. And you go stronger up in power, and I see a new increasing power of the Holy Spirit in you, and it will come out like stronger fire if you move in it. It will go hotter and hotter and hotter, and out of that it goes lighter and lighter and lighter, like the rocket. You know, the power things, they fell then off and then get to the place of destiny. So I release this in the name of Jesus over you. Thank you, Lord. I'll release that. Okay, keep attention. Our catcher seer. I release that right now in your mighty name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the rocket. Wow. Yes, Lord. Here it is. The power of God. The Lord is right now establishing this power, and it's come stronger also on you. I release that on both here. Thank you, Lord. See, the fire goes over both here. Thank you, Father. Oh, Lord, I bless them. I bless their spirits in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wow. This is the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Can you give me the cloth? Okay. I want you once more again. Hold this. Come with me. You hold this. Because God wants to release a stronger anointing. It's stronger. There's a mighty anointing on her. I felt it the last time, and it's increasing. And this is the reason why she has to walk with me. And... wait, you go forward, you come here, Hold your hands here and you here. Okay. You know, it's not about me. It's someone else who can translate. She's not able. Let her stay there. That's fine. Okay, wonderful. She can do it here. She's ready to do it. Translate. You have a microphone? Thank you, Lord. Stay in His presence. Stay in His presence. Okay, thank you, Lord. You know, as Jesus was walking, the anointing went out of his robe. Not because of the robe, but because of the power. Paul, or the cloth, the sweat clothes, they were used to heal the sick in Acts. Yeah, the sweat. It's not about a thing that brings the anointing. It speaks about everything what we wear or what we do, it is blessed. And the Lord wants to minister and wants to increase in the people. So the Lord is increasing the anointing in her. And is working in you. And you will feel this in your heart like burning here. It will come. While we are ministering, you come with me. We minister right now together. Okay, stay in His presence. Try not to speak right now. It's the Holy Spirit move. If you have to leave the place earlier, try to invest into the anointing. With your finances. I don't know how we do that, but we can do that together. Try to do it. Perhaps we can... this is good. Perhaps we can stay at the entrance right now, like in the temple. Yeah, this speaks about transition, moving, and investing. If
I'm back. Me paneme selle korjanduskarbiga, see saab ukse juures, et see on nagu sisse tulek muutusesse.
And if you have to leave, you can leave, but try to invest into the anointing.
Aga proovi võitmisesse investeerida.
It's a really privilege to do that.
See on tegelikult eesõigus seda teha.
We have today a special meeting.
Täna
I feel it.
Eriline koosolek, ma tunnen seda.
And don't miss the appointment.
Ja ära pane mööda sellest kokkusaamiskohast.
Because and I want that you expect from God if you sow the seed.
Oota Jumalalt midagi, kui sa oled külvanud ühe seemne.
It's so powerful. Here is a move and there is a move.
Siin on liikumine ja seal on liikumine.
And this increases.
Ja see suureneb.
Okay, where is she?
Kus see teine tüdruk kadus?
Okay. Come with me. Good. Come here. Hold, yes, hold it. You, I have. You not. You want? Okay, what's your name?
Your name is?
What? Jose Daniel. Wow, Jose Daniel. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for the tenderness on his life and in his heart. Father, right now,
just nüüd,
I speak.
Ma räägin.
Let this tender flame increase.
Tuli suureneb.
Yes, Lord, you turn the volume up.
Sina keerad ise hääle tugevamaks.
It's starting stronger. The fire of God.
Ja tuli algab.
The fire of God.
Jumala tuli.
The fire of God.
Jumala tuli.
I bless you, Jose Daniel.
Jesus' name.
Stay in His presence.
Püsi ligialus.
Did you feel something?
Tundsid sa midagi?
What you feel? Okay, if you thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes. Can you look at me? Thank you, Lord. You know, the Lord uses you as a revival flame. You ignite hearts with the, and there is also in her, this is coming, if you read the word, it's coming stronger, the teaching gift. God is about to do, you know, He's bringing wisdom up to teach the word. This is for your future, because Jesus loves you. What's your name? Kwaisa? Kwaisa. Father, Lord, I bless Kwaisa in your mighty name, Jesus. How do you feel? Yeah, it's good. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. You know, the Lord called you also for nations. And you have the anointing to prepare a field in a nation. I don't know how we can record that or write it down for her, because this is for her future. And God will send her into the nation. And you will not know this nation. And you start to prepare. It's not, you know, it's not a religious missionary. It's a spirit-filled missionary. And God will bring you people to your side that will help you in that. The Lord, really, the Lord has a ministry for you. If you go older and you hear the prophecy, you will know more and more. Right now, you will not really understand what I'm saying, but later you will understand. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father, your fire. I will release your fire.
Sorry, sa juba tõusid.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. It's going from here down like oil in your body, not out, not around your body, in your body. And the Lord restores cells. I can see restoring cells, can be natural or spiritual, I don't know. Restoring the cells, you know.
Taastab rakke.
He brings order.
Paneb rakud korda.
By His fire. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I increase that. Is this fiery liquid? It's fiery liquid. Thank you, Lord. It's the Holy Spirit. You know, Jesus said, I will... John the Baptist said, there's coming a one after me, and I'm not worthy to open his sandals. But he will baptize you in fire and the Holy Ghost. And this is the Holy Ghost and fire. The oil needs fire to burn. Yes, receive that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Can you feel the heat? That's good. Amen. Yes. That is a confirmation.
Hey, how are you? You look like my, oh, how you say, from my brother, the daughter.
Vennatütre nägu.
What's her name? What's Nelle? Hi, Nelle, how are you? Father God, I bless her right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for her. I release the joy of the Lord and the power to dance, the dance of victory. It's your time. Thank you, Lord. I bless her. Speak to your spirit. He knows. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, where's your husband? Is he here? Oh, that's good. Can you come? Father, I bless those two foxes.
Mõnista need kahte rebast.
Father, I thank you. Do you have more daughters or children? Father, and can you hold her both here in the midst? Oh, Lord, this is powerful. Father, Samson. He sent out the foxes with a burning torch and their tail.
Tõrvikuga nende rebaste juurde.
And I thank you for the child.
Ma tänan selle lapse eest.
For the burning torch. For new life.
Mis toob sinu elu.
And Lord, I release the wisdom to train the young generation. I can see that very strong right now on you. It's like a mantle falling on you right now.
Wow.
And the Lord says this is the mantle to train people. And God is bringing that. He's stirring it up. And you will train, and God will bring to you young boys and to you young girls. And they will hear what you have to say, and they will submit to you. And out of that, a tremendous it's like it's really training in the spirit, and God gives you the equipment to do it. And I can see that in you, Raimond, I can see that that a next new ministry gets out of this church with them here. It's like they are embedded in the church, but they minister in training. It's like training, and I don't know how this happens, will happen. But this is what I see, and the robe, it fell today. And because of that, God will bring everything what you need for this time. So it comes revelation, it comes more understanding, and yes, can you believe that? Okay. I mean, I'm going to have to ask. So, Father God, I release that in the name of Jesus. And I bless the whole family. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Wow. Yes, come on. Can you feel something?
Tundsid sa midagi?
Be open. It's not only looking. Try.
Proovi.
Try to move with me.
Minuga kaasas liiku, käesad teia.
Hear what she is saying.
Kuule,
that you can
tegin,
understand
et
what I'm doing.
Aru, mida me teeme.
Okay?
Ja siis proovi kaasa.
I'm doing things.
Mina teen midagi.
But the Lord wants to show you things.
Tahab sulle asju näidata.
How it's working.
Kuidas see toimib.
Okay? Because it doesn't matter about the age. If you have young friends, you pray for them,
and
then things happen. Okay? Good. You want? No. Okay. What's your name? What is Jarmo? Hey, Jarmo. This is seer anointing. Thank you, Lord. I release that in the name of Jesus. Dreams and visions are coming, or they are still there, and they come stronger. You will tell daddy and mommy what you are seeing, and you give strategy and direction, because the Lord brings it into your spirit. Thank you, Lord. Father, and I speak out that he will remember those dreams to build up your kingdom. I bless him in Jesus' name. I bless the family. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. His shalom. His shalom is with you.
Rahu on teiega.
His shalom is with you.
Rahu on teiega.
He's really there. He's protecting you.
Et sa kaitse neid.
Yes, yes, come on. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. It's your fire. It's your fire, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, he brings you with religious teachers together. And you will break. You will break religious mindsets in them, and they will get, they will understand more the spirit-filled word. It's not about the letter, it's about the spirit and the letter, and God use you for that. Oh, and I hear letter rain. Yes, Lord, to bring maturity. I bless him, I release that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Don't fear. And don't fear those people. I release the love of Christ, really, that you carry this love and you will not get angry or out of disappointment, because, you know, sometimes it's difficult. And I release, really, the love for them, the compassion. Lord, show him that it breaks. That it breaks, Lord, that he sees the breakthrough before it happens, that he is really encouraged by it. I thank you, Lord. Amen. Who else? You? Yeah. Okay. Yes. Oh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Father God, I bless this family in the name of Jesus. I speak out protection. Lord, yeah, I know. I speak completely restoration, healing about the whole family. You know, the Lord gave me a word for Mexico some month ago. It happened with Mexico that the fever, you know, the pig's fever came out of. And the Lord spoke to me about the deliverance of the demon-possessed guy as Jesus was in transition on the place to Gadara. You know, he was in chain, this demonic-possessed man. And Jesus stepped on the ground, and the demon-possessed man came to him and started to recognize the power of Christ. Before that was a mighty storm, and the Lord showed me that a mighty move out of Mexico will come, evangelistic, very strong. And right now, I heard in the news that a whirlwind is right now, Acapulco, there, the area, yes. And the Lord is about to change this nation, and because that you are a Mexican, I release change, Father. I release the power, Lord, also to deliver people for this family, Father. Use them to set people free, Father. People who are really binded or in chains, God, that they cut it off, because Jesus, you came to cut off the chains, to deliver those who sit in darkness, and I thank you for that. And I, what's your name?
Jose.
Oh, Jose Daniel. Okay, Father, and I bless Jose, and I bless his wife, and I bless all the three children, yes? The three children, three boys, man. Thank. Oh, yes, I pray for all. Father God, I release that. I bless every child. Thank you, Father. Amen. 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 You're welcome. Who else? Yeah. Glory. Your fire.
Sino tuli.
your fire.
Sinu tuli.
Yes, Lord. Wow, it's your work, Lord.
See on sinu töö.
Thank you, Lord. You know, I see fire.
Ma
I see fire here in this area, in this region.
Selles kohas jalgades.
And the Lord says, you are not called to run alone only.
Sind ole kutsutud üksi jooksma.
You are called to run and jump, to run and leap.
Sa pead jooksma ja hüppama, mitte üksnes jooksma.
And this is the reason why God, not God, but this is the reason why you have to overcome hindrances in the past. Because God trained your spiritual muscles to overcome, to help people to leap over hindrances. And I release this, Lord. I speak out fire in her bones. And I speak out the ability, Lord, yes, use her to help people to overcome hindrances. Father, not only to look at hindrances and be intimidated by it, but to see them and be challenged to say, yes, I can. And out of that, Father, I ask you, Lord, this is what your word said, that you send your angels and you will lift over the wall. And I speak out, Lord, a stronger angelic move with her life when she ministers to the people in Jesus' name. Sometimes you will see the angels. We release a double. Release a double here. Not in a row, double. Thank you, Lord. We release that. It's released by the sound of God. It's released. Can we hold the? Yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Synchronization. It's stereo. It's really powerful. Thank you, Jesus. It's new, Raymond. It's really new. The Lord is coming stronger. You never experienced that before. I say that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Strong. You are strong. Yes, Lord. Strong to break in Jesus' name. Wow. Fire, Lord. Your fire. Oh. Yes, Lord. I can see on you a wild fur. You know, John the Baptist. And also Elijah.
Okay.
John, the robe, you know, the, I see a wild fur robe.
Ma näen metsikute kaamelikarvadest nagu kuub oli Johannes Ristijal.
And also Elijah of Tishbe, he had a goat,
mantle.
And I hear it's a good thing. I hear you are a person of wildfire. It means you bring revolution. You challenge with that what is in your heart. And don't feel disappointed if people reject it in the beginning. Because the opposite side must administrate those wildfires for them. It's for them wild. They see it wild. And you see it, it's coming suddenly to you, and you try to bring it suddenly. But the people cannot follow so fast. And I speak really out the patience of the Lord. That you stay encouraged in all the widely fire of God in you. And I speak out the shalom of the Lord in your spirit. Wow. Thank you, Lord. There's more coming, really. There's more coming for you. It ignites and burns away. It ignites and burns away. People who are prepared, they get ignited.
Inimesed, kes on valmis, saavad süttima sellest.
And people who are, who are skeptical or something like that, it burns away. But let the Holy Spirit do the work. We only open to release it. Don't be afraid right now. Hold your eyes closed. I release that. In Jesus' name. Yes. It's more fire. Yes, Lord. It's only, you know, it's like a wake up for the Spirit. Wake up.
So it represents that.
Yes. Will burn from this day on stronger. It's coming up. You cannot be quiet anymore. It's over. It's over. It's time to move. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hi.
When we prayed for the girl and she laid also hands, she felt some pain came first head. It's gone now, but she still has some pain in her side.
Okay. You were at the doctor or
no,
because of
prayed for the girl.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Attacked her.
Okay.
It's still there.
Okay. First of all, it's really important if I speak, do only this and that, then do it. Don't try to do more. If you get advised, if people try to pray.
You know,
we must be in unity in all of that. And because she is called for the deliverance, right? You know or you don't know?
No, I know.
Ah, yeah, yes. And because of this, God wants to show you the order that is working there. There is a time to deliver and there's a time not to deliver. It's not that Jesus cannot do it. It's because Jesus has a special time to deliver. And this is also connected with discernment. So Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I speak that this thing has to go right now. And I release a stronger understanding, increase it right now. Concerning the deliverance and all the warfare. Do you feel something right now in this area where it hurts?
It's still there.
Yeah. Father, and I speak right now through the thing that produces the pain. leave the body right now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. See, God is training us by those things. Thank you. Yeah. Wow. Amen. So, amen. Father, I released that. It was direct in the pot?
Yes, direct.
Yes, Lord. There's, you know, the Lord speaks about that there is worth in redemption. There's worth in repentance. Father God, and I release the power, Father, that people will repent when she speaks. Father, and I speak also, give her wisdom when she teaches you, the teacher. Are you when she teaches, Lord, that she will release, you know, the treasuries for people to start to think about things. Lord, it's, you know, it's like the gospel hidden for the people. I don't know if you can share it openly there. You can? Okay. Father, I release the anointing really to bring to the hearts of the people repentance in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good job. She was prayed over.
She wants something yet more.
Yeah, okay, receive that. This is the fire of God. I release the fire of God right now on you in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Your fire. Your fire. She tries to hold you. Okay, Lord. More. More fire. Yes. Yes, Lord. And use the power of the fire. Use the power. Not only receive. The Lord says to you, it's not the time only to receive. You have to use the fire. The fire can consume, and the fire can bring purity. And the fire can bring boldness to preach. So I release that. I release not only the fire as a blessing right now, I release it as a ministering fire in Jesus' name. It's a ministering fire. Don't hold it. What is with your... It's better? Is it better?
Is it better? But it's nothing that you can feel. It's psoriasis.
Okay, so then test it. Go to the doctor, test it. You know, Jesus said to the 10... Lepers. They had to go to the priest. And on the way there, they got healed. So it means it was a faith move. And go to the doctor, let it test when the Holy Spirit speaks to your heart. And you are healed.
And she wants to pray for that too.
Yes. How happened that?
She got with a glass.
Okay, why? Okay. Yeah. Okay, first of all, look at me. Jesus loves you. I have to tell you that. And don't look on people if they hurt you or whatever it is. Or disappointments. Father, I speak right now. Heal her. Father, the wound in her heart, I speak right now. Be healed by the love of Christ. Be healed by the anointing. Be restored in the name of Jesus. And bring the love of God to the people. I bless you. Lord, completely healing.
Täielik tervenemine.
Protect her.
Kaitse teda.
By your mighty blood.
Oma vägeva vere läbi.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And then, and if you were at the doctor,
sa arsti juures,
and everything is fine, what I believe,
ja ma usun, et kõik on korras,
then testify it here.
Siis tunni, anna tunnistust.
Because they want to rejoice.
Sest nad tahavad sinuga rõõmustada.
God bless you. Congratulations. Raul, where are you? Raul. Yeah, hold hands. Father God. Good job. Father, I release the fire of God. I thank you for them. Lord, bring this fire. This is a connected fire flame. Two flames together in one. And you cover it, Lord, with your fire. Lord, and I release right now the fire of God in them. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. We love you. Be aware of the Holy Spirit right now. Speak later, please.
Oma vahel lobisege hiljem, vaid olge praegu kõik pühas vaimus.
We do it together.
Me teeme kõik seda koos.
Some people have to move.
Mõned peavad ära minema.
Afterwards we can share more.
Pärast võib lobiseda juttu ajada ja oma vahel asju jagada.
Can you come once more again forward?
Tule veel korra üks kord ette.
Yes, you.
Jah, sina.
You're the radio woman, right?
Raadiost.
I was thinking who I know or where I met her. But right now. Okay, thank you, Lord. Father God, thank you for her. I release more fire. Lord, more fire for her. Heavenly appointments. I call heavenly appointments. Evangelistic possibilities.
Evangelismi võimalused.
Stronger.
Tugevamalt.
Stronger.
Tugevamalt.
In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. He is so good.
Tania.
And he is, I mean, he's playing the whole time.
Ta on kogu aeg mänginud.
Thank you very much. He's doing really good work. Can we change the sound into rejoicing, joy and enjoying, like, you know, woo, woo, you know, like. Yeah, let us you know to start to move the body.
Liigutame natukene nüüd
to get rid of sitting. It's right now to get free of the dust.
Ja saame pühime tolmu nüüd külgedelt maha.
You know, there are some emotional things in the heart right now. You know, you have right now to align all the spiritual things with your soul. What's going on here? And the rejoicing sound will change the atmosphere in you more. And the angels of the Lord, they will minister right now. So can we...